بس اتفضل.
So the Hillel made a Tachanah Darabanan, and you can make a Puzbal. What kind of a gimmick is a Puzbal? How does that work? So that's a Machloikis, Rashi and Taisus, what Puzbal is all about. Machloikis and Makis, and over here also, this Rashi is also. Taisus says like this, the Pasuk says, Lo Yigos Esreyehu Be'esochiv, Kikora Shmita Lashem. You're not allowed to ask the Leiva for the money, because Shmita came to an end, and it's an Issa. So the Gemara says, When is there a din that Shvius Mishametas as Hamilveh? If the Malveh is going to go shepherd the Loiv, the Malveh is going to go knock on the door of the Loiv, is going to call him up on the phone, keep on sending him dunning letters. You owe me the money, pay the money. He's going to harako says Reyehu be Esochiv, Kikora Shmita Lashem. You're not allowed to ask the Loiv for the money because Shmita came to an end and it's an Issa. So the Gemara says, when is there a din that Shvius Mishametas as Hamilveh? If the Malveh is going to go shepherd the Loiv, the Malveh is going to go knock on the door of the Loiv, is going to call him up on the phone, keep on sending him dunning letters, you owe me the money, pay the money, he's going to harass him, that's a din Loigos, he's not allowed to pester the Loiv. That's only if the Malveh is going to pester. What if the Malveh gave over the Halvor to Bezin, and Bezin's going to collect? So then the Bezin doesn't have to knock on the door, they don't have to go ask the Tachanunim that he should pay the money. Bezin sends him a letter, you pay the money, or we put you in jail, or we put you in chair, or whatever. So he's going to have to tzitter. The letter is going to have to tzitter. So that's not called lo yigos, you shouldn't shepherd him. Bezin has a right to demand the people that they have to pay up the chayvus. So Taisa's shita is that hamaisa shtaraisav lebezdin, that appears in the Mishnah, that if somebody owes me alvo and I hand over the shtachayv to Bezdin, that they should collect it on my behalf, that's a din deraisa. That Shmita doesn't affect the halva. Shmita is not Mishamit. So what was Hillel's takana? Hillel gemachta takana like this. Instead of me giving over the shtar to the Bezin sends a letter to the Leiva. I do a gimmick. I say, I want to give over the shtaris to the Bezin, but choshever abonim, I don't want to test it. I'll tell you what. I'll serve as the shliach Bezin
to go collect
from the Leiva. And then when I collect the money, I'll keep it, I'll put it in my pocket. So what kind of a fake eye is that? So what do you mean he's the shliach bezin and he keeps the money? So he's the malvin. He's collecting the money from the loivus on the level of their eye. So that's not acceptable. That's not included in the din of ma'aser shteraisa lebezin. So he'll gemachta takon, and the Gemara is going to discuss it later in the perek. And tikkun olam, we don't actually require really ma'aser shteraisa lebezin should give the shtar to the bezin. Bezin should collect it. It should be nechshav ki'ilu, as if he gave the shtar to the bezin. And he's going to be the representative of the Bezin. The Malveh is the representative of the Bezin. Collect the money from the Leiveh. That too is considered as if Keilu it's a Moshe Shteraisa LeBezin. That's how Taisus learns. Called the Tikkun Rabbanan came the Raisa Tikkun. So the din the Raisa was Moshe Shteraisa LeBezin. There actually is such a din on the level of the Raisa. And this is a din in the Rabbanan that a Pruzbul is Nechshav Keilu. He had given the Shtaris to the Bezin. And he's representing the Bezin as a Shliach Bezin to collect the money. Rashi does not hold like that. Rashi over here, B'kamim, Rashi writes that the din itself of Moshe Shteraisa LeBezin does goof as a takonis hilo. That's all part of Pruzbal. Mm-hmm. Nothing, there is no exception to the rule on the level of derais. On the level of derais, and when Shemitah comes to an end, so you lose your halva, you don't get it back. The whole din of Moshe Shteraisa LeBezin, with the din that if you have a Pruzbal, Nechshav Keilu, Yerashliach Bezin, Keilu, the whole Chad Gadya, everything is Midirabonim. Hakol Bakol Mikol, everything is Midirabonim. That's what Rashi writes over here. The Mishnah is talking about Masrani Lachem Plani, Plani Hadayonim Shemimachim Plani. I'm giving over the Shtori Chayvis to this Bezin. So Rashi says, that's all part of the din of Pruzbal. Taisa says, that's not Pruzbal. No, Pruzbal. Pruzbal means I appoint them as the Bezin and I'm going to be their shliach. So the Malveh is going to collect from the Leiva. That's Pruzbal of the Rabbanah. If it's really Moshe Shteraisa LeBezin, Taisus holds that it would be their rice. And Rashi writes, no, everything is the Rabbanah. Pruzbal is the Rabbanah with Moshe Shteraisa LeBezin is also the Rabbanah. According to Rashi, yeah, because the Bezin is collecting on the Chayiv that the Malveh
has a halvo if somebody owes money to the Bezin.
Also a din of Shemitah. Shemitah cancels, yeah. Rashi says the whole thing is an invention of the Rabbanim. The whole institution of Moses Shoros of the Bezin, the Gansim of the Rabbanim. V'lo hegdish nishkin yid. And reyei v'lo yakum. Akum nishkin reyeu. Akum nishkin yid. Bezin's an yidin. So yidish Rabbanim. So it's reyei. Reyei means yidin.
The ganze din of Kuzbu is because hefke Bezin hefke, no? Moses Shoros of the Bezin.
Gemara has laid it. There's a machlekes in the Gemara. What is based on?
So how can you say that Hefke so it means actually if Hefke Bezin Hefke, so how can you say that Bezin's money is also getting held back, not paid up?
Minatera. With the Rabbanan, if they choose to, they can employ the principle of Hefke Bezin Hefke and say they don't want their money to be cancelled. They make a takan.
Hefke Bezin Hefke is Midaraisa actually.
Yeah. The Gemara in Gitt later has it. Yeah. So there's a Mishnah that describes how much of the bezin do you need? So the Mishnah says, Masrani lifnechem plani plani hadayanim shebamakum plani. I'm giving you over all the chayvus that somebody owes me. I authorize you that you should collect. And it says plani uplani hadayanim. It just says two names. It sounds like you only have two people. So you see that it doesn't. So that's what Rav Nachman is proving. The Mishnah uses the expression hamaisa shteraisav lebezdin. And it only sounds like you have two people. So you see that's Sinishkin didn't tire here. It's just a different Indian of a bezin. So this kind of a bezin is good with two. So two in our Mishnah, when it says Barishaina in the earlier generations, the husband would be able to be Mevatla get even Shaloi Bifnei Hoishan, Shaloi Bifnei HaShaliach, but he had a convene a bezin, it doesn't have to mean a bezin of three, a bezin of two is also good. That's Rav Nachman's proof. What is Rav Sheshes? Rav Sheshes says in the Torah Zazach. The word bezin means three. Yeah. There's no such thing as a bezin of two. I bet it says plaini plaini hadayonim. Sounds like there are only two. So he says no. Otu taniki ruchla lechshe velezel. What is he, a salesman? That the Tana has to say every plaini plaini plaini. It's self understood that it means plaini plaini plaini. If you say plaini plaini, it means the third one also. Tana doesn't have to spell out everything. He told me years ago, Rav Palev used to learn Baba Basra a lot in the yeshiva. So in Yesh Neuchlin, so the Rashbam has long arichas, and Reuven died, and he has a brother Shimon, and he has a son, and he quotes all the psukim from Chumash, who the son's names are Reuven. So he said that one of the boys asked Rav Palev, and what if Shimon would die? So he said, the same thing if Shimon dies. So the Bacha wrote on the side, who had the Nami Shimon? So what's Otto Tana? The Tana has to spell out every single hechtim. He said, a lot of times like that. Yeah. The Tana says, plain and plain. Obviously, it means three names. You have a lot of times in the Gemara. The Mishnah has one case. Who had the Nami? Any other case that's similar? It means Bechule. So that's the Machlekes. It's a double Machlekes. It's a double Machlekes. Machlekes Rav Nachman Rav Sheish is by the Prusbul. Where they need a bezin, Moses Shteros of the bezin, they need a bezin of three, a bezin of two. And a machlek is here, how do you touch the Mishnah? Mitchilo hayois a bezin, b'makamachem avatloi, whether that means three or that means two. Amar Rav Nachman insists, no, it means two. How can you tell me that the Mishnah in Shviz is lavdavka means three? He says, no, says in the Mishnah, when you have a document, let's say you made a Moses Shteros of the bezin. Moses, let's say it's. I remember once in shul, it was the erev Rosh Hashanah. We finished davening mincha, and I realized I had made a prusbul, and somebody owed me money, and he was a wise guy, and I was afraid he wasn't going to pay back, so I wanted to make a prusbul. I can make a prusbul in shul. Stachmamish erev Rosh Hashanah. I had 2 minutes left, so it says in the Shulchan Aruch based on the Mishnah. So you don't the prusbul doesn't have to be a signed document. You can do it orally also. So I told the three people who were next to me that I want to make a prusbul. I want to be my shtaris. I didn't say to them. I said to the. I picked out the three rabbonim in Washington Heights. I said, I'm picking them out as my bezin. I want you to be the eidim that I'm moishes shtaris in the bezin. Usually, when you make a prusbul, you write it down also that you should be able to prove it later on. If you won't prove that you have a prusbul, so the other guy shtaraya. But it's not that without the document. The Moses Shteros and Lebezin doesn't take effect. It's good even orally. It's good even balpeh. So the Mishnah has how that when you make the document in order to have a raya that you actually made the prusbul, that you actually made the Moses Shteros and Lebezin. So you have dayanim sign on the bottom. Either dayanim sign on the bottom or edim sign on the bottom. Let's say I pick these two rabbanim. Pick Rabbi Feivel Wagner and Rabbi Grunblatt. I say balpe. I moise shteroisai to these two rabbonim, three rabbonim, let's say, and then I ask you, please sign the document that I made an oral declaration. I moise. So you will be the edim. You'll sign that I will moise shteroisai to this bezin, or I can have the rabbonim sign on the bottom. Either one or the other. So the Mishnah says either hadayonim chois min lamata, either the three dayonim sign on the bottom. Oy ho edim, as I state in the Mishnah. So Rav Nachman thought that the Mishnah means to say the following: Ma edim shnayim after dayonim nami shnayim. From the fact that they put one next to each other. So that's what Rav Sheshet says. He doesn't see the hecher. But Rav Nachman thought that just like edim means two witnesses, so dayonim also means two. So you see that Moshe Shteros Ladez means two. It doesn't mean three. That's his insistence. Rav Sheshet Zoknein, Midi Yiriya, Hakadisa Vakadisa Vezok, that it's dayonim do Midi Edim. If a dayonim sign, meaning you have three dayonim. If the edim sign, you have two. Frag the Gemara, so if so, Salam alel Mishnei Dayanim. If you hold like Rav Nachman, that the Mishnah, all you need are two Dayanim. For Moshe Shteros Bezna, all you need is a Bezna of two. So then you understand why the Mishnah wrote either the Dayanim or the Edom sign to give you this idea that just like Edom are two, so the Dayanim are two. But if you tell me Hakadisa Vakadisa, Dayanim means three and Edom are two. So what's the chiddush? If you have two witnesses sign on the bottom, is good. So if you have the three members of the bezin, is the chavari good? Why not? That's chavari good. So the Gemara says no. Lama l'mishnah day, lama l'mishnah yedim. Why does the Mishnah have to say both? The Gemara nein. How come Ashmalan? The Mishnah and Shvi says, tell me the following. The Prusbel can be written in two different lashanas. Rashi says, you can write, we have constituted a bezin, b'moisav bezin havena. We constituted a Bezdin, and Pliny gave over his shtaris to us. So it can either be written Beloshen Dayonim, or it can be written Beloshen Edim. We, the underside, testify the way we were watching Duchram Pizgama. That's how you say. Duchram Pizgama means Zichra and Dvarim. This is to ascertain the fact that we were watching when Pliny made a Prusbel. So the Gemara says, this is what the Mishnah is talking about. Hakam Ashmala. Even if the text of the shtar is written Beloshen Dayanim, and then the people are signed on the bottom on clearly not Dayanim, the Balabatim, two Balabatim assigned. Or it's written Beloshen Edim, this is to ascertain that we watched, and then you have three Rabbanim, they are the Bezn. So the Mishnah means to say, Loshna Kasa Beloshen Dayanim Chasme Edim, Veloshna Kasa Beloshen Edim Chasme Dayanim, everything goes. Even though the text sounds like it's a shtar ma'aseh bezin, and you have edim on the bottom, is good. If the text of the shtar is written kilu, it's going to be signed by edim. Then the dayanim sign it. Each way is good. So that's the machlekes Rav Nachman Rav Sheshes. When it says the word bezin, both in our Mishnah and in the Mishnah in Shviyas by the Prusbel, does it mean a real bezin of three, or does it mean a bezin of two? And the Gemara says,
what is the Mandulam says bezin could be two. Why does he call it bezin?
It's a good kasha. I don't know. It's a very good kasha. Why use such a modern lashon bezin? Bezin always means three. Right. I don't know. The Rama Paskin's like that though. Bifnei shnayim, not bifnei shlosh. Very strange. So here the Taisvis asks a shayla here. Taisvis wants to know at the end of the Taisvis, Rab Nachman Omar. Taisvis wants to know the last six lines. V'im toima, they ask, my nafkemina hashta bepukta Rab Nachman Rab Sheshes. The Mishnah says originally there was a din in the earlier generation. Barishayna hayoyse bez mokam achem avatlo. The husband would convene a bezin of two or three, whatever. He'd be a wise guy, be mevatel a get, and the wife would never find out, and the shliach wouldn't know, and she would remarry. And then hiskin, Rabbi Gamliel Azok, and that you're not allowed to do that. So Fartik, so that's ancient history, it's gone and forgotten. So what are the Amoraim having a machloikis? What was the din before Rabbi Gamliel made the takana? That's like bitul Torah, to discuss maidahavahavi, to discuss like the Gemara sometimes has a discussion. What was it, the din in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu in the Midbar, where the this, that, or the other thing? So the Gemara says, maidahavahavi, it's bitul Torah. If you're talking halacha, the Gemara even says, what's going to be the din limoisa Mashiach? So the Gemara says also, hilchasel mshicha, it's also bitul Torah. You talk in learning, you talk halacha lemaisa, what's the din now? Or if you have a pasuk in Chumash, and you don't know how to touch the pasuk, and even though the pasuk is only speaking the din in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, and it's no longer relevant today, but you want to know what the pasuk means. So that's called Talmud Torah. But if you're discussing what was the din in the earlier generation, which is no longer relevant b'zman hazeh, so the Gemara, what does the Gemara waste their breath?
They want to know whether they're mserim or not.
Yeah.
In other words, if
I mean the children who are left over from that generation. Okay. That's a good answer. But anyway, Tesis raises the question. They don't give your answer. It's also a good answer. So Taisus raises the question, why did these Amaroyim have a machlokes, Rab Nachman, Rab Sheshes have a machlokes? What was the din before Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken lived a long time before Rabbi Gamliel HaZaken was Bizman HaBayis? Was in the days of the Baisheni. Rab Nachman was the Amaroyim, one of the late Amaroyim. It's two, three centuries later, a long time later. So Taisus wants to know, why are they arguing what was the din in the days of the earlier Tanoim? If Maida Havihavi, yeah, way before the days of Rabbi Gamliel, that was way before what's an afkamin Allah Maisa Bizman Azeh. So Taisa says Rabbi Gamliel Gamachta Takone that you're not allowed to do that. Naughty, you're not allowed to do that. The husband is not allowed to be mevatel the shliach shalom. What if he goes ahead and he does do it? So we won't give him after, so we won't give him shlishi. But if he's mevatel the shliach shalom b'fanav, it's a machlokes in the Gemara. So we pass in la halacha, bitloi is mevutl. We'll get to that Gemara. If the husband goes, he's a shegetz, the husband is mevatl again, shaloi bifnei hashliach, vishaloi bifnei huisha. So b'riyeva, the bitl hashlichas does take effect. Rabbi Gamliel never, we pass in, he never went so far to say that even b'riyeva, if the husband is mevatl again, shaloi bifnei hashliach, mevatl hashliach, shaloi bifnei huisha, that the bitl is no good. He just said that it's an avera to do it, so that deters 95% of the people from doing it. They don't want to be avaryon. They don't want to miss the opportunity of getting shlish. But if someone will be mevatl aget shloi bifnei hashliach, then the bitl will be good. But there was a takana in the earlier generation that was even stronger. That takana was, you have to convene a bezin, that's only with the rabbanon. You have to convene a bezin if you want to be mevatl shliach shloi bifnei. And if you're mevatl shliach shloi bifnei habezin, that everybody agrees that bitl ain a mevutl. That's what Taisus comes up with a chiddush. That what we pass in bitl ain mevutl, if the husband violates the takana, that's only the second takana. If he's mevatl, Rabbi Gamliel's takana, if the husband is mevatl again, the shliach, shaloi bifnei huisha, so he did an avera, but the bitl is still good. But the earlier takana keduma, barishon in the earlier generations, that if the husband wants to be mevatl, shliach, shaloi bifnei huisha, he needs a bezdin, he needs to do it bifnei shnaim or bifnei shloisha, that even b'riyevet will be bitlein and mevutl. So that's nageh halacha l'maisa b'zman hazeh. If the husband goes ahead and he's mevatel, but you have to have bifnei bezin, so how much of a bezin do you need? So that's the machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, whether it means two or it means three. We'll have to... So we assume that the people won't violate the takan. We assume that the people will not
give the get, but the get won't.
Salam alaikum. Look, there's so many criminals in the world. What can we do if their people are violating the law? The people who rob money from the bank, they're murdering the world. So what can we do?
But here you are lying to halacha to be.
Don't allow it. He's not allowed to do it. He's a Russian Marusha if he does. He's not allowed to do it.
So
we should say everyone who shoots someone else should drop that on the... They don't drop that. Everyone who steals money from someone else should die. They don't die. There are rats.
No, but it's the halacha. It's how you give again.
So the halacha is that it is. The halacha is that it can. You can be mevatel to the shliach by the farm. It's a very nasty thing to do. That's the halacha. The husband, if he does it, say he
and you can give a gift by a phone call?
In Parshas Vayelech, the Medrash comments that Moshe Rabbeinu was very concerned. He knew that he was going to die, and he knew that the people were not going to respect Yeshua ben Nun the same way they respected him. The Gemara says that, the Gemara says in Baal Basra, and the Medrash says that they, everybody said, Pnei Moshe ki Pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua ki Pnei Levona. The Gemara, the Medrash even says that the Umas HaOlam knew this, the Goyim knew. They called Zma Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, they wouldn't, they, yeah. Most of the Goyim were afraid to start up the Chepedi. After Moshe Rabbeinu died, they said, okay, we're going to start up with Yeshua Ben Nun. Everybody knew that it's not going to be the same. So the Medrash has a Lashem, Moshe Rabbeinu was very concerned that after he dies, there's going to be a Ziyuf HaTorah. They're going to fellowship it, they're going to falsify what the Dinim are. Like whenever an Adam Gadol dies, Soloveitchik passed away, or Moshe Feinstein passed away, so everybody says over things in their name. So some things that they say over are accurate, and other things are totally nishgishteg, nishgiflek. So if the Adam Gadol passes away, and there's another Adam Gadol that people sit from, okay, so everybody's held in control. But if there's no other Adam Gadol, the Gemara has a lashon gavra the mistafinime. There's no Adam Gadol that everybody tzitzis from. So then it's going to be hefker. We have in the history books after the Vilna Gaon died, so people were saying over things and printing things. Name of the Vilna Gaon, absolutely keneged halacha, nish gishtoig, nish giflagin. So the Rabbanim in Vilna made a cheron, they made a nisa, and they hung it up on all the shuls and all the walls in Vilna. No one is allowed to say anything or print anything in the name of Vilna Gaon unless they first check it by the Dayan. Because they can say all the things that are inaccurate, b'mezid, b'shegig, whatever it is. So the Medrash says, Moshe Rabbeinu was very concerned about this. So in order to calm down, right, in order to calm himself down, so the Medrash says that he wrote 12 Sefer Torah, and he gave a Sefer Torah to each one of the Shvatim. Where does it say that in the Chumash? That famous Medrash. Where does it say that in the Chumash? It's very unclear. It doesn't say that at all in the Chumash. So on the Mefarshim, on the bottom of the Medrash, have an interesting comment that the Gemara has a style of a drasha that if a word appears in the Chumash several times, you add up all the times that the word appears, and you come to a sum total, and that implies a halacha. For example, how do you know that there are 39 malachas on Shabbos? So we learned a little bit Masechah Shabbos. So there's one Tana says what the word malacha appears in Chumash from the beginning of Bereishis till the end of Chumash Devarim 39 times. So you add up every time it says malacha, malachto, maleches, and it adds up to 39. So nishkin balatur, that's from the Midrash HaTorah Nedreshes. You add it up. Well, how do you know how many dayanim you need for a din Torah? So it says v'nikah balabais elhu Elohim, and it says the word Elohim means a dayan who has smicha. Three times the word Elohim appears in the course of two psukim, and there's no reason why it should be repeated so many times. So that implies you should add it up, and you need three dayanim. How do you know how many defanis you need for the sukkah? So it says basukas, basukas, basukas. You add up how many times the word appears, and it tells you how many tefanis you need. Or karnas, karnas, karnas. How many zrikas do you need by carbon chat? The Gemara says, how many times does the word karen appear? There are four karnas hamizbech. How many times does the word appear in the chumash? That tells you how many corners you have to be zarek bedam. Here also, the Mefarshim and the Medrash say that if you start from the beginning of, I think the beginning of Nitzavim, I already forgot the whole cheshbon, and if you count up how many times the word Sefer or Torah appears, so it appears 12 times. So that's where the Medrash got this Einfall from, that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote 12 Sefer Torah, and he gave one to each one of the Shvatim, and he said, guard this Sefer Torah, and make sure that nobody falsifies. Then the Pasuk does, what the 12 Sefer Torah doesn't appear explicitly, that's only a remez, because the word Sefer and Torah, if you add them all up, in these two sedris, appears 12 times. Then what it does say in the Chumash is that Moshe Rabbeinu gave the Levim. Vayichta Moshe Sater Razos, Vayitno al HaKohanim, B'nei Halvim, Noisim Es Aram Ris Hashem, Vayitzav Moshe, and he said that they should put it next to the Yaron Kodesh. This is called the Sefer Azorah. The Sefer Azorah has a special status al Pidin. When we learned Sanhedrin, we saw the Ramam in Hilchas Malachim quotes a Tosefta in Sanhedrin. There's a special din, and Melech has to write a Sefer Torah, a special Sefer Torah. Everybody has a mitzvah to write one Sefer Torah, Kisvalachem Esa Shira Azayis. Melech has a mitzvah to write an additional Sefer Torah, two Sefer Torah. So, and then Sefer Torah, the additional one he should carry with him at all times. So the Raman quotes at the Sefer that special additional Sefer Torah has to be written. Whenever you write a Sefer Torah, the din is in the Gemara, you have to look, the Sefer has to look at it already written Sefer Torah and copy. He says here, it says Bereishis Bor Elokim, so right here, Bereishis Bor Elokim. He says it and he copies it over here. So the Rambam quotes the din when they write the Sefer Torah Shel Melech, the Sefer that they copy from has to be the Sefer Azor. A special din. So you see, Al Pi Halacha, the Sefer Azor has a special status. What is that special status? And any Sefer that you copy from that Sefer Torah probably also has this special status. What is the special status of the Sefer Torah? So Soloveitchik was fond of saying, based on a Sifrei, the Sifrei says that there was sfeikus on several words in Chumash, what the correct spelling is. The Sifrei has it on Ma'ono Elekei Kenim. Where's that? Mizoy Sabrocha, no? So on the word Ma'ono, there was a suffix. Some of the Sefer Torah said Ma'on, and some of the Sefer Torah said Ma'ono. So it was a Shaila, what the correct spelling should be, what's the correct spelling, what's the correct pronunciation? So it says in the Sifrei that there was a Shaila on another pasuk was Valatzile b'nei Yisrael shalach yoda v'yechzus elokim ayochlo v'yishtu v'mamin ha'sina. So many of the Sefer Torah, instead of the word Valatzile, it said Belzatute b'nei Yisrael, an Aramaic word. So the Sifrei says that they took out Shlosh Svarim shenimtzu bo'azor. There were three Sefer Torah in the Azor. So the Taroim took out the three Svarim, and they went basarayv of those three Svarim. And the two out of the three indicated Ma'ono and indicated Elatzile ibn Yisrael. So the Rav asked the Shaila, why did they only look in the Sefer Torah Sheba Azara? Why don't they take all the Sefer Torah and call this? Look for the oldest Sefer Torah. Try to go back. So dig up what the oldest Sefer Torah with the Svarim and the Azar. Maybe there were others from the same Tkufa. So he thought maybe these were the oldest. So he thought no. He thought that the pshat is at Al Pidin, the special status of the Sefer Azor is that is for the purpose of preserving the Masorah. That's exactly what this parasha is all about. The Medrash Rabbi says Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned that after he dies, they're not going to sit there from Yeshua ben Nun. The Goyim are not going to sit there. The Yidden are not going to sit there. The Rabbanim are not going to sit there from Yeshua ben Nun. It's not going to be the same garb the Mistafinim in a. Like when he was alive. So he was afraid. Everybody's going to say over, I heard from Moshe Rabbeinu X, Y, and Z. And they're gonna distort what the Torah really is. So he wrote a Sefer Torah for every Shevet, and he said, guard it with your life. And he wrote a special Sefer Azore that has a special status for the special purpose of retaining, of preserving the Masorah. And then the Rabbi Shalom told Madin, everybody has a chiv to write a Sefer Torah. The more Sefer Torah there are, so the better the chances to preserve the Masorah. Then the Rabbi Shalom told them, every 7 years you have to have Hakil, like now. Every 7 years they make a Siyum Hashanah. Every 7 years, everybody has to get together, have a big maimon and lein kriyas haTorah together, in order to preserve the Masorah, in order that there shouldn't be any ziyuf haTorah. I remember on one occasion, the Rav said the Yortzeit Shia for his father. So he concluded the Chelek Hadrush. He used to speak when he was healthy. He used to give a drasha for 4 hours. He used to give halacha for 2 hours, and then he used to give drush for 2 hours. At the end of one of the drushes, I remember one year he said on shtoris. For many years he said on Kiddush and benching and Kriyas HaTorah and Tzitzis and Tefillin, always Arachayim, always Brochas Dikazach. And then one year he said that it's his father's yahrzeit. These are not the things that he learned with his father. Moyed he learned on his own. He said he learned from his father, Noshim and Ezekiel. So he's going to give a shir on Shtar, he's going to stay over for what he heard from his father. So he said a heavy shir, heavy artillery shir on Shtaris. And so the Olam didn't really follow. So the next year he said he went back to the old practice, they went back to Arachayim. He wanted the people to understand. So remember that year that he said the shir on shtoris. He said the halacha was on shtoris, very heavy, beautiful shir. And then he said drush on shtoris as well. So at the conclusion of the drush, he ended off with a poetic note that the Gemara has a case in Ksubis where a bezna was convened to make a kiyum ashtar. Kiyum ashtar means a person has a document that says somebody owes me money. The other guy says that it's mezuyif. He says it's a forgery. So min haTorah I can collect that anyway. But the Rabbanon, you have to make a kiyum ashtar. The bezna has to ascertain that the signatures are authentic. You have to verify the signatures. So the Gemara has an interesting case. There was a bezna of three, and they ascertained that the signatures were authentic, that one of the members of the bezna died before they had a chance to write the shtar. So how are you going to write the shtar? So the Gemara says you have to write the Moisov Telosa Kechoda Haveno. We were all three. We're sitting together, v'chadle sohin, and one of us died. So therefore, there are only two signatures on the bottom. That's the lashon that you have to write. So he said, he concluded the yahrzeit shir for his father. So he said, he remembers there was a while that it was b'moisav t'lasa k'chada haveino, that there was a big problem of ziyuf haTorah, that the reform and then there was no conservative then in Europe. He said the reform of being mezayif the Torah. And then he said it even by the Orthodox. People were learning false pshat in all the Gemaras. They were saying pilpulim and draying on all kinds of false pshatim. And he said, and he was learning with his father and his uncle. They were all learning together for a while. And it was b'mois of t'lasa k'chada haveda. They were making a kiyum ashtar. They were trying to preserve the authentic Masorah. And that's what all the Talmidei Chachamim, all the outstanding Talmidei Chachamim, tried to do in every generation. And then he concluded poetically, v'chad le'soi, and his father passed away, but we're still continuing to do the Kiyum Ashtar. We still continue to preserve the Maser. This was the pachad that Moshe Rabbeinu had, with all of the hopes that he had for the future of his Talmud Yeshua Ben Nun, but he didn't want to delude himself. He knew that it was going to be Pnei Yeshua k'Pnei Levona. It's not going to be, he's not going to solve all the problems. He's not going to be a guy with the Mistafin in it. So he felt that we have to do something to preserve the Masorah for the future, that there shouldn't be any Zia Fater. And this is one of the big problems that we have in our generation. Every generation is not nothing if Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid, so we certainly have to be afraid. We have to do whatever we can in our generation to see to it that there should be less Zia Fater or no Zia Fater in the future. What happened to the Yisid Tzab Balachayim? There's an Yisid Tzab Balachayim. See, if your old Tzab Balachayim is only an Aver Dirabbanon. Okay, hey mamr v'hey mamrus, and he said the rabbanon. So the chachamim are allowed to sometimes tell you to fabek, to violate an isa rabban. But many tanoim are of the opinion sab alechaim is deraisa. It's an isa deraisa. That's how the Rambam writes. The Gemara never says where do you learn that sab alechaim. So the Rambam writes he learned it from Parshas Bilam, from Parshas Bolos, that the behema was arguing back and forth. So you see that, yes. Yeah, so you see. So you see that you're not allowed to be mean to your behemoth. That's what the Rambam writes. You learn from the Parshas Bolok that there's an Isa Tzab Alechaim deraisa. So like more frek takasha, if Tzab Alechaim is an Isa deraisa, so how can the Chachamim permit you? Ain't koch laka bekumbi aseh. How do they allow to tell you? Because they're afraid someone's going to violate Me'ilah behegdish. So they tell you, violate now an Isa deraisa in order to protect yourself from another Isa deraisa. How are you allowed to violate bekumbi aseh? So the Gemara says, no, it's a pasuk in Yeshua, that when Yeshua ben Nun was conquering Eretz Yisrael, so the Rabbanu Shalom told him, Esuseim te'akir, you should break the legs of the behemoth. So what's the answer? So Taisa says, what kind of an answer is that? Yeshua ben Nun gven anovi. The Rabbanu Shalom told him, benevu, Esuseim te'akir. He told him, even though Tzab Alechaim is an Isa deraisa, the Rabbanu Shalom told him, anovu, hey, Roshua, break the legs of the behemoth. Kill all the malachim, hang them up on the tree, shoot all the enemies, bury them alive, do it, and break the legs of the behemoth, that it should be a total nitzachin against the enemy. But what does it got to do? The chachamim want to make it. If a Novi has benevuah, Novi has beruach HaKodesh, at the Zahirah shot to break the legs of the animals, the chachamim, after the Churban Bayis Sheni, didn't have any beruach HaKodesh that they should break the legs of the animals. So what kind of a tzushtal is it from the pasuk in Yeshua? So Taisus writes our lashon like this. Taisus writes, you have to listen to the Navi when the Navi tells you Hayra Shah, but the Navi also has limitations. We have, the Gemara has on the first daf in Megillah, the Gemara quotes the last pasuk in Chumash Vayikra or the last pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar. It's a shaila what the girs is. It's come out the same pasuk. The pasuk reads approximately, Eila HaMitzvus HaShatzib HaShem Es Moshe Bahar Sinai El Bnei Yisrael, something like that. So the Gemara came out the same, the very last pasuk in Chumash Vayikra, in the very last pasuk in Chumash Bamidbar. The Mashur is not sure, a pilpa, which pasuk the Gemara is dealing with. So the Gemara comments on that pasuk, Eile is a miyut. These and only these are the mitzvahs that were given to Moshe Rabbeinu, Harsini Mikan, from this pasuk we derive, Shein Novi Rashoi L'Chadish Dova Miyatar, that will come a new Novi, Mohammed will come, or Yoshke will come, or some other person is going to come, is going to say he's a Novi, and he was told by Nevuah that the laws of Shabbos and Kashrus and Taras HaMishpacha no longer apply. So that's a Novi HaSheker. Because the Torah tells us, Eila HaMitzvus HaShitziv HaShem Es Moshe Behar Sinai, Ein Novi Rashoi L'Chadish Dov Miyata. No other Novi is ever going to change any of the dinim in the Torah. So Taisus says, the Pshat in the Gemara Avodah Zarah is like this. The Gemara asks, how can the Chachamim authorize us to break the legs of the animals? It's Tzab Alechaim is an Isa Deraisa. Ein Koch Laka Bekumbi Asei. So the Gemara says like this, and how is Yeshua allowed, how did the people listen to Yeshua ben Nun? If a Novi tells me, I got a Nevuah, you should invest in AT&T. I got a nevuah, you should buy some real estate in Flatbush, or you should sell your apartment, or quit your job and go get another job. Nobody tells me to do something I got to do. Nobody tells me divorce your wife. Nobody tells me marry another wife. Nobody tells me stand on your head. Nobody tells me eat a salami sandwich for breakfast, whatever he tells me I have to do. But if the nobody tells me to break someone's leg, break the leg of a behemah, how can the nobody tell me to violate? It's against the din in the Torah. Even if it's only lohayra shor, how can even lohayra shor? Tosis says even lohayra shor, how can you listen to the nobody? So some Achrayim say, what is Tosis talking about? That's the pasuk in Chumash. But this is what Tosis says in a few places. Tosis says this. In fact, the Netziv quotes that Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Chayes has a whole sefer Torah Sanavim about listening to Nevi'im. Maritz Chayes lived the beginning of the Reform movement. So they were all talking about changing the laws. When you have a right to change the laws, a Navi has a right to change. So he wrote a lot about this, about the Talmud, why is the Talmud binding, and why the words in the Nevi'im binding. There's a whole sefer Torah Sanavim. So the Maritz Chayes writes, he doesn't understand what Tosis is talking about. A Navi is a Navi. A Navi tells you, L'hai Rosh, if a Navi comes, and then he proves he's a Navi. And then he tells me, we no longer have to give Shabbos, Kashas, Taras, HaMishpacha. That's a Navi Hashem. But if a Navi tells me you should be Mechal Shabbos today, so then the Gemara says, you do have to listen to the Navi. So why does Tosis raise that as a problem? So the Netziv quotes the Maritz Chayes and his commentary on the Sifrei, and he says, but Tosis says it all over in Shas, and he quotes quite a few Tosis in Sanhedrin, and in Avodah Zarah more. Tosis in a few places says it. So he says, this is Shita Satosis. A Navi also has a limitation. A Navi Rasha L'Chadish Dov HaMiyata. The Navi can't even tell you to violate, also can't tell you to violate the Kumbi Aseh. A Navi can tell me, can invest something in this, eat milchiks, marry another wife, make your chasen in a different hall, don't go through with the shidduch. Navi can tell me Eitzes. Listen to this Eitzes. But if the Navi tells me to violate a din in the Torah, so it's also a problem. So on this, the Gemara, so the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah says, there's a problem. How do they listen to Yeshua ben Nun to break the legs of the animal? If a Navi Rasha L'Chadish Dova Miyata, you're not allowed to listen to a Navi if he tells you to do an Avera. So the Gemara answers, Tosfos is interpreting the Gemara in Avodah Zarah in the first paragraph. So the Gemara answers, just like the Navi was allowed to, because it's a little bit Letzorech. Lamashal, is there an isa tzar balechayim whenever it's how do we shecht behemoths and eat the flesh? Is that tzar balechayim? That's what the tzar balechayim organizations want to prohibit shechita because of tzar balechayim, cruelty to animals. So how do we talk a shecht? How do you catch fish and eat the fish? How do you do anything? Everything is tzar balechayim. So the answer is whenever it's letzarech b'nei adam, there's no isa tzar balechayim. So basically over here, this was also letzarech b'nei adam. They wanted unsevarfen apachad on all yumas oilam. No one better mess up. No one should mess with us. You're going to start with Bnei Yisrael, with the Yiddish army. We're going to kill you. We're going to hang your kings up. We're going to break your horses' legs. We're going to wipe you out completely. So this was, in order to make a total nitzachon amachomer, so this is called the tzarf when you ordered them to break the legs. So at kedekach, the Ramban on that Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that's the pshat in the Gemara. That the Gemara says, to break the legs of the animal in the days of Yishuv ben Nun was no Yisav at all of Tzar Balechayim, because it's Tzarech B'nei Adam. Whatever is Tzarech B'nei Adam is Mutter, there's no Yisav at all. So Hu Adinami, after the Churban by Sheini, the Tanoim said, Ey Magdishin, Ey Marichin, you're not allowed to make any donations, korbanos, or anything, because you'll be in violation of Moel Behegdish. And if somebody was Magdish, if he was Magdish Beheime, Teyoker, break the leg, Ay, Tzar Balechayim. So the Ramban says, the Gemara answers, just like Yeshua ben Nun, there was no violation of Tzar Balechayim at all. Why? Letzorach ben Adam is no Tzar Balechayim. So who are the Nami after the Churban Bayis Sheni? It's Letzorach ben Adam. We want to protect people from violating the Ila Behegdish. Letzorach ben Adam. That's how the Ramban writes. So Tosis does not learn like that. The Ramban didn't want to say like that. The Ramban over here also doesn't learn like that. The Ramban in Yevamos doesn't. Ramban never learns like this Tosis. This Tosis is Pilei Ploi. So Tosis does not to learn like the Ramban. Tosis says, when Yeshua ben Nun told him to break the legs of the horses, it wasn't really such a great tzarech b'nei adam. Look, people want to have fleishiks, they have no berry, you have to shech the chicken. So the tzar balechayim, is mutter b'mokam tzarech b'nei adam. But to break the legs of the horses, they won the war anyway. They killed the enemy. What do they really have to break the legs of the horses? It isn't really a legitimate tzarech. But it looks a little bit like a tzorach. It looks so much like a tzorach that the Ramban says that it really is a tzorach. Ramban holds that those haste that tzorach, but the other is had the gomer. So Taisa says, no, it's a dover hadoimim. So although you're not allowed to listen to a Novi if he tells you to violate, even Lohira Shor, if the Novi tells you to violate one of the dinim in the Torah, but if it's a dover hadoimah, then you are permitted to listen to the Novi. So who are the Nami? The Chachamim are not authorized to be Eike dover in a Torah, b'kum v'yasei, but if it's a dover hadoimah, then it's okay. So just like in the days of Yishuv bin Nun, that was a dover hadoimah. So the same over here, the Bez Nif, the Churban Bay Sheni, the Chachamim said, if someone's Magdash a Behemah, he should break the leg of the Behemah in order that no one should violate Mila Behegdash. That's a shtickle, a little bit of Tzarech B'Yodam. It's not really enough Tzarech B'Yodam that is really Heter Gomer. It's only with the Rabbanah that we say like that. Ay v'chiyesh koach lako b'kum v'yaseh, can the Chachamim permit us to violate Tzar B'Alechayim? The answer is, if they package it, if it's a Dover Adayim, if they can present it in a way that it sounds like it's a real din deraisa, then they may. This is the way Taisus learns in a few mesichtes, many, many gemaras like that. It's a dover hadayim. So that's how Taisus learns over here also. If he can package it, if he can make it presented in such a way that it sounds as if it's a din deraisa, then yesh koach lakar afilu b'kum v'yaseh. It's a very strange shita. This is the chapela. So that's what the reform, that's what the conservative and the reform rabbis do. This is conservative Judaism. The rabbi says that the balabatim are allowed to drive to shul on Shabbos. Are you talking? How can you drive to shul on Shabbos? The answer is pikuach nefesh is deicha Shabbos. And if you're not going to tell him to drive to shul, he's going to stay there. He loses his whole Jewish identity. So it's not pikuach nefesh. It's not bad. It's a pikuach nefesh. And everything that they say can be packaged like that, like a dover adam. So you can say, if they would really talk it, the Erlecha mentioned, seriously thinking, this halacha of yesh koach lako b'kum v'yaseh b'dover adam, it doesn't have to be only Bezna Gadol. In a Bezna in our generation also. So if you would talk have serious people, serious thinkers, you can get every heter that the Reform and the Conservative had, you can package everything a dover adam. Everything that they said in the beginning of the Reform movement, that everything was a dover adam. They packaged everything, they wrote shuvahs, they explained everything away. They explained everything in such a pleasant way that they made it sound like a dover adam. So the chapela over here. So that's what prompted the Chazanish to deny that Taisus ever said it. So the Chazanish takes this Taisus, what Taisus says it beferish, the first wide line. Mika midi mederais Allah haviget hakan yesh kach lakam bekum v'yaseh. The emphat Taisus kevish shiksaz deyma ledorm shebelev lach hashiv. If it's a dover adayim, it's okay. That's what Taisus says here. That's what Taisus says in Yevamos by the Eid Echod Nemon, by the Yaguna. That's what Taisus says in Avodah Zarah, by the breaking the legs, the Taisus in Sanhedrin also, in a few places. So the Chazanish reinterprets every Taisus, and he says Taisus are gemeint like the Ramban. that the Ramban says that it's really Litzaroch over there, and here it's really Dvarm Shebelev. So that's the second day, that's not the first day. And over there it's really Milsa David Ligalu Lai Meshakri Inshi. That's not the Pirish Amilus and Taisus. The Pashtus is in Taisus that it's not so. That's Taisus Shita. What's the Hezber in Taisus? Such a Zashver in Taisus. What's the Hezber in Taisus? And the Stama, the Hezber, is the following. The Stama, what they're driving at, is the following. Just to go back again. What is the where is the Torah give the authority to the Chachamim to introduce anything? So one Pasuk says, of Shmartam es Mishmarti, Asum Mishmaris le Mishmarti. So the Chachamim are authorized to make Shnias La'arayas. I'm not allowed to marry my grandmother. It's only an Issa D'Rabbanan. If you allow people to marry their grandmothers, so people will start marrying their mothers, their sisters, their daughters, and everything. Or they may be not allowed to carry in a karmelis. You're not allowed to write with your left hand. You're not allowed to do malachas shen tzricha l'gufo. All the Gzeiros D'Rabbanan because they're concerned. But that's not Akira's Dovman HaTorah. They made a Shmartam es Mishmarti Asay Siyog LaTorah. But they were even authorized by the Torah, Yomin Ismo, Afila Yimin Shu Ismo. They're even authorized, that's what Rabbi Chanan says the sources. They're even authorized to tell us to violate Dini HaTorah. So to violate how far? So if it's B'Shevi Alta, say they tell you not to keep the mitzvah of Lulav sometimes, and not to keep the mitzvah of Sheikha sometimes, and not to fulfill the mitzvah of Tzitzis once in a while, and not to fulfill the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, in the few cases the Gemara has. So the Gemara can understand, okay, that's called Yamin Ismo. I feel I'm Yishu Ismo. But what if it's Bikum V'Yaseh? What if it's Bikum B'Yaseh? So Tosis writes a Loshen in Sanhedrin, I think it's Peites on the base. So Tosis writes a Loshen, that they can't do. Why not? If they can be Yoke Dobben Atar B'Shei B'Altasa, why can't they be Yoke Bikum B'Yaseh? So Tosis says, now that's called the Chidush Dover. The Pasuk says, Eila HaMitzvah Sashiv Siv HaShem Es Moshe B'Har Sinai B'nei Yisrael, Mikan Shein Novi Rashel L'Chadish Dover Me'ata. So Tosis B'Feirish understands, Ein Novi Rashel L'Chadish Dover, the Drasha, Vush Teit Ne Pasuk Novi, it doesn't say Novi. So Tosis understands that this Pasuk, Eila HaMitzvah, is a limitation both on the Kerech HaNovi and on the Kerech of the Chachamim. The Novi has an authority, he says, Eilof Tishmon, Novi Mikiv Echom Yachecha, Kamon Yokmuch Hashem Okecha, Eilof Tishmon, you should listen to the Novi Ho'emes. But then there's a Pasuk, that last Pasuk in Chumash Ve'ikra, the last Pasuk in Chumash Bamid, but whatever, both Pesukim say there's a limit. Ein Novi Rosh HaLacharish Dov Me'atav, he's going to tell you something at Vachidish, not. So that Pasuk doesn't really say about Novi, it says that you have to keep all the mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu gave. So that Pasuk is intending to give a restriction both on the Kerech HaNovi and on the Kerech of the Chachamim. The Kerech of the Chachamim is based on the Pasuk Yom and Ismo. The Kerech of the Novi is based on Eilof Tishmon. And they both have a restriction if it's a Lachadish Dover or not. What says a Chidish Dover? Everything is a Chidish Dover. When the Novi tells me to divorce my wife, the Novi tells me to make Pechas in Adiyah, to break off the Shidduch, that's also, tells me where to invest and where to sell and where to buy. That's also Chidish. The answer is no, that's not Chidish. Chidish means, Tosis writes in Yevamos in one place on Dav Zayin, Chidish means Dav Aseses HaKlal, something that contradicts something. Tosis comments on in the Siddur, in the Brayse of Rabbi Shmuel before Baruch Shama. So we say Bishloshes Midas HaTorah Nidreshes Bam. So one of the midas is Dav Shoy B'Klal Yatzman HaKlal. Well, what's that klal? Nachamon. The Yotzal Lidim B'Dovah HaChodesh. What is that? The Yud Aleph. Kol Dovah Shei Bechlal. The Yotzal Lidim B'Dovah HaChodesh. Yatzal Yoch Lachzir Lachlalai. What does it mean? So there's a Gemara in Yivam, is Dav Zayin, where the Gemara has an application of this klal. Very rare. A lot of these klalim appear very rarely in the Gemara. Klal is more common. But this one is very rare. So one of the few places where the Gemara has it is in Yivam. So Taisis Mutchitzach over there, what's Bas Heis Dav HaChodesh? Taisis says no. Dav HaChodesh means when it's a Dav HaSeis Heis HaKlal, when it's an exception to the rule, it's contradicting the rule. So here also, the Navi tells me, break off the shidduch, marry this girl, eat salami sandwich for breakfast, eat milchiks for supper. That's not a chiddush. That's not a chiddush. Eilof Tishmon, you listen to the Navi. If the Navi tells me to violate mitzvah satara, that's a chiddush. So the Gemara holds like this. If the Navi tells me to violate mitzvah satara b'shevi al taseh, that's not a chiddush. Shevi al taseh, it's not so much in contradiction. Not such a glaring steer it to the Dini HaTorah. But if the Navi tells me to violate the Kumbi Aseh, that's Heiz Dovah HaChodesh. So you're not allowed to listen to a Navi if he tells you to violate a Dini Kumbi Aseh. And you're not allowed to listen to the Bez neither if they tell you to violate the Kumbi Aseh. That's what Tosis holds. The Maritz Chais said he can't believe it. There must be something wrong with the Tosis. But then it points out that that's how Tosis learned all the Gemaras, the Feirish. This Pasuk of Eila HaMitzvah, Mikan Shein Navi, Rashel L'Chadesh Dovah Me'ato, is giving a restriction both on Novi and the Koyach of the Chachamim that neither of them has the authority to tell you to violate a Din HaTorah, and an Oifen of Chiddush means when it's glaringly Seiser as HaKlal. So that's the Kumbi Aseh. Shev Al Taseh is not so glaring. Kumbi Aseh is glaring. But then Taisa says, what if it's a Dovah HaDaimah? It looks a little like it's a Din Derais. So Vaita is not such a glaring contradiction. You can package in a such a way that it sounds like it's a Din Derais, even though it's clearly not. Then the Navi has authority to tell you to be Yoyka B'Kum B'Yaseh, and the Bezn also has the authority to tell you to be Yoyka B'Kum B'Yaseh. If you put together all the Tosis in that where they discuss this topic, that's what it sounds like. The only thing is going to come out, that's what the Chazon Ish is going to come out. That's Reform Judaism. That's conservative. So that's why the Chazon Ish reinterpreted Tosis. He said that Tosis never meant it, and he says every single time that Tosis says it, they mean the same as the Ramban. That's a big doichek. It doesn't fit into the words. The Pashtus is clearly not so. Rav Soloveitchik didn't like it either. Rav Soloveitchik, he just never discussed, he didn't know what to do with the Tosis. He just ignored it. So he was dealing with the Gemara and Yevamos. I remember he once held a whole drosha. But part of the drosha was real solid halach. It wasn't stam homiletics. So he was holding a whole drosha. What does it mean when the Chachamim say, Mishum Egun Akile Be'Rabbonon? There was a big shas atchak said the Chachamim will make up. It's the chapele, the chayesh kach, the ach, chacham, laga domen atar, bikum, the yasei. If men atar, the woman is an eshish ish, and is a din of loisinov. So how can the chacham say, we allow the woman to remarry, to violate loisinov, based on the testimony of an eid echad? How can it be if eid echad is not bagloid? So the woman is in violation of loisinov. So he said a taich in the gemara. He said what it means is like this. Mishum iguno, the chacham saw there was a big shas atchak, there were a lot of agunas, and he said we better do something. So what are you going to do? It can't violate the din atar. So they said, we'll have a convention. So they had a convention and made a committee. And they said, you sit down, you people sit down, the big, the Var Aloche of the Beznagol. And they said, you sit down and figure out an eitzah, figure out a kula for the woman. So they were searching and searching, whatever on the internet, whatever on the computer. Till they said, hey, we have a din sometimes, there is such a concept, maybe it applies over here. So they applied it minatayra to this case. So mishum agun akile be'rabbonon doesn't mean that it's a kulim be'rabbon. Mishum iguna is a historical statement. What prompted the Chachamim to convene a committee to work on the issue, there was such a shas hadchak, they said we got to do something. So mishum agun akile be'rabbonon, they encouraged the rabbonon to figure out an eitzah, to figure out a kulim. And then they kvetched a little bit, and then they realized there's a din deraisa that solves the problem. Either the din deraisa of eid echad by milsa dabedil glui lam shakrinch, they held it is a milsa dabedil glui, alibademis it is. Or isha daiko minsa, that there's a ruba deleisa kamon, that the woman would never want to remarry unless she convinced that the husband is dead. So he also thought, like that's how the Ramban holds, not like Tosis, that there is no such thing. Is yesh koach lakav yesh koach v'yachacham lakav v'kum v'yaseh. So nish gemolta azazach. What do you mean? The chachamim are never authorized to be yoke adoven ator v'kum v'yaseh. The explanations that the Gemara gave are the legitimate explanations that it's a milsa david l'gluyei, or it's isha daiko minsevo, and the expression the melitza that they have mishum igun akila berabonon. That's just the historical comment. What prompted them to kvetch and to borrow a concept from another area and to apply it here? That concept of milsa dabed l'gluyei is always relevant when you get to buying eggs from the Nochrim, or relevant when you get to the Edim who kept testifying the Kiddush HaChodesh. How come in the days of Rabbi Akiva they determined that Mikan Allah Habo, we're going to apply that concept over here? Because they saw it's a big Shas HaTchak and they sat Shivin Akim and they had to come up with a Heter. So they thought that this is the Heter. But you can't just say, that's what he said, you can't just say, well, it's a Shas HaTchak, so therefore it's Mutter. Yeah. What do you mean it's Mutter? Let's say 2 and 2 is 4. If it's a big shas hadchak, let's say 2 and 2 is 5. 2 and 2 is never 5. 2 and 2 is 4. There's not enough food to feed everybody. So someone's going to die from starvation. Say, no, a shas hadchak, so everybody will eat a little bit and they'll all live. It's not going to work. A shas hadchak, you can't change the metziah. So just like you can't change 2 and 2 is never 5, and if you don't have enough food, someone's going to die from starvation. So you can't change the dinei atari either. The Gemara says, shas hadchak wa mekel. What do you mean, shas hadchak? No, b'shas hadchak, we make a committee to figure out a heter, and then they have to figure out, after me medama milsa la milsa, to shteltsu from some other area. I've been in Yeridaya, those who learned Yeridaya, it says every 5 dafim in Yeridaya that if it's a big shas hadchak, they have to meruba yemeko. So what is that all about? So something is usher, and if it's a big shas hadchak, it makes.
It's starbonim.
Sometimes it's even a deraisa. Sometimes even the Raisa said, no. So the Rav said he heard from his father, you don't need his father. The Ramo himself writes like this in the Torah Schatas Sefer, written by the Ramo. Whenever it says, whenever the Ramo writes, whenever I write in Yerideya that something is mutter, and if the Hefzid Meruba, or it's Erev Shabbos and you have Orchim, and you're not going to have what to give the Orchim, if it's a big Shas HaTchak Yemekel, what it means is the following. Mikra Adin is really mutter. It means that there's a Machloikis HaRishonim. Mikra Adin, we really paskin mutter. But Mishum Kvoda Shal Rabbi Natan, Mishum Kvoda Shal Ramam. We don't want to be Mavaza the Ramam. So we say, throw out the chicken. Be Mechabed the Ramam, throw out the chicken. But there's a limit how far you have to be Mechabed the Rambam. If you have a big Shas HaTchak, Efsid Merubi, Havorachim, and it's Erev Shabbos, Lein Lama Yoichal, so then you're not Mechabed the Ramam. So then you revert back to what the Ikar HaDin really was. But it's not that we just violate the laws, but makom hefsid merubah. You don't say b'shas hatchak you can violate the din hatorah. There is no such thing. That was part of, that was 10 minutes of a long drasha that the Rav is giving, explaining why the orthodox position is.
That's what you said about the sukkah, of the
Tanas. And he gave the mashal from the sukkah at that time. So he said that a certain professor at the seminary, Jewish Theological Seminary, had just published a book. This was almost 40 years ago when he held, maybe over 40 years, I don't know. He held a drasha that some professor in the seminary published a book explaining why by sukkah there are so many kulas. That first of all, you say lovewood. You don't have to have everything solid as long as you have within 3 tefachim. And then you don't have to have so many walls around the sukkah. And the defanas don't have to really reach the floor within 3 tefachim to the floor. The defanas don't have to reach the schach, even if it's a lot missing. You can say good asik mechitzah. So how come they made so many kulas by the sukkah? Why don't you make a sukkah, a normal sukkah like we used to? So some professor in the seminary printed in his book, he understands that there was a scarcity of wood in the days of the Tannai. And if you're going to insist on making a sukkah like we make a sukkah, so they won't have any sukkah. So the Chachamim had to be mekel. So he said, it's okay, there's lovewood, and there's daifin akuma, and there's and the shtayim kochos, and the shlish, you can make everything l'kula. The Gemara sounds like it's not. There wasn't a scarcity of wood. Yeah. The Gemara seems to contradict it. But anyway, this is what this professor wrote. So Rav Soloveitchik said, to tell you the truth, he doesn't think that that per se is apikursis. To say that what prompted the Chachamim to look for kulas is because there was a scarcity. Well, maybe there was a scarcity of wood. Maybe that's what prompted them to look for kulas. But you have to find the kula. You're not going to say that 2 and 2 is all of a sudden 5. The Shas HaTchak said 2 and 2 is 5. You're going to say the sukkah is not kosher, but it's a Shas HaTchak, so we'll say the sukkah is kosher. If it's not kosher, it's not kosher. The halacha works with formula. Like in mathematics, it worked with formula. Like in chemistry, like in physics. There are dvarim, there are facts. The Rabban Shalom created the world. These are the chukei ateva. So the Rabban Shalom gave the system of halacha. This is the system. This is the way the discipline works. So if the sukkah is no good, it's no good. The Tanoim can't change it because it's a Shas HaTchak. Was Ken Zayin, what could possibly be is, maybe there was a scarcity of wood, and the Chachamim said, hey, we can't demand of everybody to make a sukkah like we've always been making for the last 100 years, so let's appoint a committee to look for some kula. So they said, well look, we always had a din of lovud in Hilchas Shabbos, we always know there's a din of lovud, so they decided to be medama, milsa l'milsa. Maybe the din of lovud and Shabbos applies over here also. So then, you have a right to be medama, milsa l'milsa, to learn that din echad mechaveru. Or maybe they borrowed halachas from other areas of halacha. They borrowed a din and applied it here too. But you have to develop some formula to explain why the sukkah is kosher. You can't just say, it's a shas hatchak, so therefore we go l'kula. Go l'kula what? If the sukkah is no good, so it's no good. So don't sit in sukkah. What are you making a pasul of sukkah and again, making believe that it's kosher sukkah?
Is this doimel ha'is lasas l'ashem?
No. Eis lasas is a different thing that we can violate the din ha'terah sometimes. And there also, Rashi writes on the Mishnah in Perek Haroya, the last Perek in Maseches Brachos, is Perek Haroya. So the Mishnah mentions such a principle, a pasuk, Eis lasas l'ashem, eferet ha'asecha, that if you have a big shas hatchak, so you're allowed to violate the din ha'terah sometimes. So Rashi writes on that Mishnah, Eis lasas l'ashem, if it's a big shas hatchak, you're allowed to do a dova hanira iser. Rashi doesn't say you're allowed to do a davar ha'aser. Rashi writes a davar ha'niris, so you have to look through all the Gemaras where the Gemara applies. That Mishnah in Brachas has the case like this. The Chachamim permitted Shehei Shoyalot Mishlam Chaver B'Shem. That I greet you and I can say Bruchim Atem L'Hashem and I can say the Shem Shamayim. So it's really an Iser Motzei Shem Shamayim L'Batole. It's an Avera mentioning Shem Shamayim L'Batole. L'Sis Hashem Shem Kecha L'Hashov and Iser. But the Chachamim were matarit because the Shem Shamayim wasn't Shagar Alfiyim. So the Chachamim wanted to be Mechazek Amunah, so they encouraged people to be Shol B'Shlam Chaver B'Shem. So Rashi learns, no, it's not an Iser, it's a Dova Hanira Iser. That's not Levatola. If you want to be Shol B'Shlam Chaver B'Shem Hashem, why is it Levatola? He's mentioning Shem Hashem, and he mentioned from Boyos, the Mishnah quotes from Boyos. So Rashi learns on the Mishnah, it's not an Avera at all. It's not that we permit you to violate an Avera if there's a Shas HaTchak. We permit you to do adova hanira osa, something that's startling that people thought for many generations that it's an avera, that you shouldn't say shem shamayim for nothing. So the Chacham said it's not for nothing. That's letzorach. That's not motzi shem shamayim levatol. And Rashi apparently understood that every time the Gemara has also about the writing down of the Torah Shebal Peh, So the Gemara says in the beginning of the second parak in Tumor, that's also based on the pasuk. Es lasas Hashem, Petera Teresecha, that they saw the Torah was going to be forgotten because of the redifus and the Xeris Hashma. They saw the Torah Shabbal Peh is going to be forgotten, so they were matted to write down the Torah Shabbal Peh. Because Es lasas Hashem, Hefera Teresecha. So the Pashup Shat is Hefera Teresecha, they permit you to violate the Din HaTorah. There's a Din that Dvarim Shabbal Peh, you're not permitted to put down Bixav. And here they were mekel, they allowed you to violate it. But that Rashi and Bracha has apparently understood the Gemara differently. They're not violating any Avera Deraisa. Eis las Hashem Efera Teresech, we permit you to do a Dover Hanira Iser. So some Rishonim write explicitly, there is no Avera to write down the Torah Shabbal Peh and to learn from Gemaris and to learn. That's not an Avera. The mitzvah b'shleimuso of transmitting the Torah from generation to generation is the Torah Shebichsav should be transmitted mitoch haksav. The Balkari shouldn't say Balpeh. Balkari has to learn the Chumash with the Haftiris, with the Megillah Esther, with everything. Torah Shebichsav has to be read mitoch haksav, and Torah Shebalpeh should be transmitted Balpeh. That's the mitzvah b'shleimus of Mesiras HaTorah. Just like it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, b'ksav, b'ksav, Balpeh, Balpeh, so the Mesirah L'doris. But if you see the Torah Shebalpeh is going to be forgotten, So transmit the Torah Shabbal Peh, Shalom Bishlei Musa. It never was an Aveira. That's how the Tosis Yishonim and Yuma says. There never was an Aveira. It's just that, like this, you fulfill the mitzvah Bishlei Musa. Like this is less Bishlei Musa. So you have to make a cheshvan. If you're going to be so medactic to fulfill Bishlei Musa, the whole Torah will be forgotten. So Chaparain, teach it mitoch haksav, so nothing will be forgotten. So it won't be Bishlei Musa. You'll have more Bishlei Musa, more people will be learning, rather than have fewer people learning and have everything forgotten. Rashi reinterprets all the Gemaras, that the Eis Lasis also doesn't mean like that, that you're allowed to violate an Aver. You're allowed to do a Daba Hanira Issa, that you shouldn't say it's an Issa Marisayim.
What grounds did the Rabbanim have to wipe out that
Issa? The Gemara explains why. Egla Rufa only applies when it's Lo Noda Mihi Kohu. We have no idea who the murderer was. So the Mishnah says there was a certain period of time they knew who the Jewish gangsters were. They knew who the Jewish, there was a Jewish mafia, and they knew all the murders were done by these people. So you can't say Lo Noda Mihi Kohu. Unfortunately, it was Noda Mihi Kohu. So then the Torah says in such a case there's no Din of Eglar. We can't pinpoint exactly who the murderer is, but we know the Chevra is one of these guys. So once it's no Dam Mihi Kohu, so there's no Din of Egla Rufa. The Gemara says the same by
Sota.
The Gemara says by Sota, you only have a right to administer the Mayim Hamorim, the Niko Haishme Yavain. If the husband is an upright person, what if the husband runs around with other women? So what kind of a tzatzka is he? He's bringing his wife, he's pressing charges against his wife that she's not faithful. He's not faithful either. Or he knows that his children are not tznizdik. His children violate the inyonim of prohibited marriages. And he doesn't even try to do anything. Turns down the matana. So by bit laget, haste like this. That's how we started the parak. A man sends a shliach to deliver a get to his wife in a far off place. Okay, I'll leave it over here. Okay. A man sends a shliach to deliver a get to his wife who lives in a different city. And then before the shliach reaches the wife, so the husband contacts the shliach, or the husband contacts the wife, and he says, the get that I gave should be bottled. He says it Baloshan Lahabo. The get should be bottled. So what that means simply is that I don't want you to deliver the get to my wife. I changed my mind. I Othi Dibur, Umabatul Dibur. I appointed you as a shliach to deliver the get. I changed my mind. I don't want you to. You can't deliver the get against my wishes. You're my shliach. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the husband has a right to back out. So Bamed Vamamurim, when does it constitute a bitla get if he formulates the statement Baloshan Lahabo? He says, get shenasati l'cho, yehei batel. I don't want you to deliver the get. It says in the future. But if he says in the past, the get, I want you to, you can't deliver the get against my wishes, you're my shliach. So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the husband has a right to back out. So, Bamed Vamamurim, when does it constitute a bitla get if he formulates the statement, he says, get shenasati l'cho, yehei batel. I don't want you to deliver it again. It says in the future. But if he says in the past, the get that I gave you is null and void. If he says the b'lashon l'shava, what do you mean the get is no good? The get was good. The get was written l'shmatz ha-kosher get. So if he says it b'lashon l'shava, then the Gemara says that it's meaningless. The Gemara has the braisa about 10 lines from the bottom of Lamed Beis and Aleph Tana Rabbanan. If he says b'lashon l'shava, is no good. If he says it b'lashon l'habo, then it is good. And by Mekala Matana, it's just the opposite. Somebody gave me a Matana last week. I acquired the gift and it's mine. And now, today, I make a statement and I say the gift that I received last week should no longer be null, should no longer be valid. I say, Belosh and Abba. What do you mean should no longer be valid? If I don't want to own it anymore, it says Zog. You want to be Mafkir? That's how Rashi learned. But if he doesn't say I'm mafkirit, I hereby declare that it should be ownerless, or I give it the matana to somebody else. I didn't do that. I just say, from now on, I don't want to continue owning the gift. So there is no such thing as saying you don't want to own the matana, unless you want to be mafkirit, which you didn't say yet. But if he says in past tense, the gift that was given to me last week, I now admit, I make a hedaz baldin, that I never acquired ownership. I never had a mind to be koina. I didn't want to be koina. And you can't be koina bal korchai. So that's a haidaz baldin. Haidaz baldin kimei eidim dam. Even though everybody was watching at the time that he gave me the matona, and everybody thought that I acquired the ownership last week. But nonetheless, if I make a haidaz baldin, it contradicts all of the eidim. So my haidaz baldin beats out the eidim. So there, the lashon that you have to use is punkt faket. You have to use the lashon l'shavar. The matana that I received last week, I never had a mind to be kind in the matana. That's how Rashi learns the pshat.
Somebody finds a get. What he finds a get, he knows he goes and delivers it. He sees that they're written divorce is right.
He didn't make
him
a shliach.
He didn't make
a
shliach.
It's not good.
No good. The get is only good if the husband gives the get himself, or if the husband appoints a shliach who gives the get. Only if it has to be given by the shliach of the husband. Even if the husband puts the get on the table and the wife picks it up, there's no good. You have to have a mice in the seat of it, not on the other. That's avada no good. That's how Rashi learns the Gemara. That the lashon that you have to, the husband has to say, if he wants to be mevatel leget means he wants to back out from the minu hashlichus. That lashon has to be b'lashon lahabo, and b'lashon l'shoava teignish. And by the mekabel matana who wants to say that he doesn't want to own the matana, so how's he going to say? He's going to say mikana lahabo. He doesn't want to own it. That's meaningless. Unless he says hefke. But if he doesn't say lashon hefke, just says I don't want to continue owning it. That's meaningless. But if he says b'loshen l'sho'avar, so that constitutes a haidu'as baldin. So Rashi wants to... You can't have a matana bal korcha. So he says, today, last week I didn't want to be kind in the matana. So he's not kind bal korcha. Last week we thought that he was accepting the gift. And today, haint machta haidu'as baldin, that last week he didn't really want to accept. So he made a haidu'as baldin that he was never kind from the very beginning. So Rashi over here wants to understand... What's going on over here? You gave me a matana last week. You gave me an automobile, whatever, a gemara, whatever. You gave me a sefer, and everybody thought that the sefer belonged to me. And today, I don't say that it let it be hefka mikana labo. I say, last week, I never wanted to be kind of the matana, and it was never mine. Rashi wants to know, what's an afkamina? What are we discussing, whether it's mine or it's not mine? You don't want the matana, so put it on the table and walk away. So it does belong to you. What, it bothers him so much. What is that? He wants to write it off on his taxes. What's the afkamina over here? So he doesn't want it, so leave it on the table. Leave it in the bookcase in the shul, leave it in the library and walk away. What's the afkamina la'alocha that Rashi is learning anymore? We're establishing... based on my hadas baldin, that the matana never belonged
what
to
what happened
me.
In between? That week, could somebody take it?
No, that week we thought it belonged to me. Yeah. But now that I make a hadas baldin, that it never really belonged to me from the very beginning.
What if I took it and then I find out?
So fine, so whoever grabbed it before is a hadas baldin, that it never belonged to me. So Rashi wants to know, what's an afkamina? with this Hoidah's Baldin. So Rashi.
So he's responsible.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what would Taki be the din in such a case? Let's say somebody gave me a shor. Let's think somebody gave me a behemoth. And in the course of the week, the behemoth made shot and made hezek, $1,000 worth of hezek. No, I don't want to pay the hezek. So I'll make a hoidah's baldin that the behemoth never belonged to me. I never accepted the gift. So mail, I'm off the hook. I don't have to pay. Does the nishkin hoidah's baldin? Hoidah's baldin means I'm made to give away something. The business holding by making me pay $1,000, so I make a hoidah's baldin. The behemoth never belonged to me, so mail, I'm potter from paying the money. That's not a hoidah's baldin, that's a tainas baldin. Hoidah means I want to give away. Tainas baldin means I want to potter myself. So you don't say in such a case hoidah's baldin k'meidim domi. So Rashi wants to know, what's the nafkamina over here that he makes a hoidah's baldin? So Rashi makes a startling comment on the Gemara, otherwise you don't understand what's going on. Where's the Rashi? Here, lo yom aklum. The Rashi writes, lo yom aklum. If he says lahabo, if he says the matana that I accepted last week, I no longer want to own that matana. So Rashi says, lo yom aklum, that's a garnish gezok, v'zocha bal karchoi, since last week it did belong to him, so it still belongs to him, and therefore, if I owe money, Rashi says, let's make it a little better. Somebody gave me real estate worth $1 million last week. and I owe fortune of money to people. And now the Bali Chovis are coming, they want to collect. And I don't want them to collect the Chovis. I don't like them. I don't want them to be able to collect. So they come to my home, I have no assets. But I have this real estate that I got in Matona last week. So in order to ba'avol, in order to cheat the Bali Chovis, I make Rahidos Baldin that the Matona of Karka that was given to me last week doesn't belong to me. Mele, I have no assets, so the Bali Chayvis have nothing to collect from. So Rashi says that's what the Gemara is talking about. Oh, then yesh lo Bal Chayvis, if I owe money to many other people, so in this case, where the person didn't say Loshen L'Sha'ovar, if he says L'Sha'ovar, the Matana Shenasata Li Lo Kibalti Yoysa, I never wanted to be kind of the Matana, so then Rashi says if he say Loshen L'Sha'ovar, it is a valid Hoidah's Baldin, then the Bali Chavis won't be able to take it away. But if I say Lahabo, Matana Shanasatali last week, Mikana Lahabo should not be a valid Matana, so Dosagoni, Zochabo, it's his, and the Bali Chavis do come and collect it. So what do you see from Rashi? That if it's Sailor Shahavar, then the Bali Chavis cannot collect it. So that's your Kasha, that's what all the Rishonim is. What kind of a Hoidah's Baldin? This is a Hoidah's Baldin, that's Chav Lachrini. He's making, like your case, he gave me a shor b'matana, they gave me a shor b'matana, and the shor made hezek, and I owe $1,000, I owe thousands of dollars, and now I make a hoidah's baldin that the shor never belonged to me. So that's not a hoidah's baldin. Hoidah's baldin is when I'm the one who's the mischayv, I'm the one who stands to lose. But here, they have the case against me. They have me that I'm chayv thousands of dollars. So I can't make a hoidah's baldin that the shor doesn't belong to me, mail, I don't have to pay. They're not going to believe me that the shor is not mine. So what's over here?
Why shouldn't the balei shor be chayav? Until he gets verified that the matana was accepted, maybe he should have the chayav, the balei shor. You don't have no proof that he took it.
He didn't.
Let's say we do have
eidim.
Say the balei shor gave the shor to me, there are eidim. But if I make a hoidah's baldin that I never accepted it, the hoidah's baldin is better than the eidim. But it's better than the eidim that it doesn't belong to me, but not to get myself off the hook. That I don't have to pay for the niske behemtai. That's not a hoidah's baldin. So apparently there's clearly a difference between the cases. That what? In the case, let's say if I had the shor, you gave me matana shor, and the shor made hezek. And now I don't want to pay the hezek, so I say, hoidah's baldin, that I never accepted the matana.
It's a pre-existing liability, isn't it? So he's relieving himself of a liability with his property, no?
Right.
Not the same like the shor.
And what if he borrowed the money after? What if he borrowed the money after he got the karka b'matana? Be the same thing. No, I think it's a different. I think it's a different difference. In the case when I had a shor, let's say, and the shor made hezek, so I'm chayv to pay the hezek. So the bezna has a case against me. I have to pay. So I'm going to make a hoidah's baldin. That I never acquired ownership of the shore, What do you mean that's not a Hoidoz Baldin? That's a Tainas Baldin. A Taina, I want to pata myself. So that's not called Hoidoz Baldin. But over here is a different thing. I am, right now, I'm being made there that this karka doesn't, in the case of the Balichoivis, I owe thousands of dollars to people. Whenever the Chiyuv, whenever the Halvo occurred, before the gift of karka was given to me or after the gift of karka was given, it doesn't make a difference. I owe money and the Balichoivis are coming to collect. I have no assets except for this karka. So I make Hoidoz Baldin that I don't own this karka. So mitzidi, it's Mamisha Hoidoz Baldin. I'm admitting that the karka is not mine. I'm giving away the karka. It's whoever it belongs to, I don't know, but I say it doesn't belong to me. Then Memela, as a secondary issue, I say it's Nebuchad Rachmanis, that's Chav Lachrini. So the Gemara says in Bava Metzia in the first Perek that Hoidoz Baldin Chav Lachrini is Bagloip Menatera. He is Nemen Menatera. It's just Midirabbanon, we don't believe him because Yechoshish Lekinunya. Maybe they're trying to pull a fifth one over here. And the Gemara says that sometimes even Midirabbanon he is Bagloip. If the one again, let's say if the Bali Chayvis, the one to collect, happened to be Hegdish. So then the Gemara says, you're not Chayshid, Eirala Moise Kinunya La Hegdish. You're not Chayshid that the fellow is going to try to swindle Hegdish. Going to try to cheat Hegdish. And then in the case where Hegdish stands to lose, if Hegdish is the Baldin, Hegdish is the Balchayv, then you say, Hodas Baldin Chav Lachrini is Bakloit even with the Rabbanon. But if it's a Hedyot, if it's a private person, then the Gemara says, they made a Takana de Rabbanon, that Hodas Baldin Chav Lachrini is not believed. So that's what the Rashba still quotes the Kasha, but still, how can Rashi quote? Miesh le Balchayv, if he says, Baloshin Lahabo, the Balchayv does collect. If I say, Hodas Baldin Baloshin Lashovar, the Baal Chayiv does not collect. What in Baal Chayiv doesn't collect? But Midi Rabbanon, Halacha Lamaisa, that's the din. Hoidoz Baldin Chav Lachrini is not Bagloip. Midi Rabbanon is not believed because of the Chashash Chashin Lekinunya. So what does Rashi say? That if he would have made the Hoidoz Baldin properly, Baloshin Lishovar, then the Baal Chayiv would not be able to collect from the Karka. Are you talking? This is the Chav Lachrini. Midi Rabbanon is not believed. So the Rashi quotes the Machlekes HaRishayim. So he quotes HaMashayim Takasei like that against Rashi. They disagree with Rashi, that this nafkamina of Rashi is not correct. And the Rashba tones it down a little bit, and he says, no, he limits it. When did the Gemara have in Bav Metzia such a takana de Rabbanon? That when I make a Hoidoz Baldin, and the effect of this Hoidoz Baldin is going to cause somebody to lose money, it's Chav Lachrini, that I'm not believing in the Rabbanon, that's only on some property that everybody knows that it's my property. Let's say the Baal Chayiv has come to collect the debts. I owe thousands of dollars to everybody. The Baal Chayiv come knocking on the door. I say, I have no money. Look around the house. I have nothing. Then they start looking in the mattress and they find millions of dollars in my mattress. They say, oh, here's all the money hiding. They're going to take it. They make, Hoidoz Baldin, the money belongs to my shviger. She doesn't trust the bank, so she asked me to hold it in my mattress. What do you mean? The money is in my mattress and I make all of a sudden I make Hoidoz Baldin belongs to the shviger. So then you don't believe him because it looks fishy. But here, they just gave me the karka last week. I never moved in yet. I didn't take over the karka. I didn't do anything yet. So a week later, I make a Hoidoz Baldin that the karka that he gave me, I never really wanted to be kind of it. So in such a case, Rashi holds that Hoidoz Baldin is neman even at the Rabbanon, even though it's Chav Lachrini. Because the Hashina Lekinunya is only, you don't trust what he said, you choshish that he's going to cheat. He may be interested in cheating somebody else. That's only a mammon that's mamish tachas yoda. But if the mammon is not yet tachas yoda, he gave me karka and I didn't move in yet, so then you revert back to the din deraisa.
Where does the karka go to? Goes back to the...
That's a major pilpul there.
Is it hefker? Is it chabach? Is it going to take it?
That's a machlekes amoraim increases. Increases there on Dafkov Dalet. Do you say it goes back to the original owner? Or do you say that it becomes hefker? The original... When the original owner gave me a matana, so does a matana has two steps. First of all, I'm removing my ownership, and secondly, I give it to you. So if you say you didn't want it, you make a dozen, but the first step remains, that I took it out of my rishus, I blight this in between, it's in limbo, so it's hefka. And he say, no, what do you mean? I never removed my bailus. I removed my bailus if I give it to you. If you're not acquiring it, so it goes back to the first one. That's a machlekes amoraim increases in Bava Basra, a whole discussion. That's a long discussion. It's also a strange discussion.
Make a difference, right? What kind of a thing you're talking about. If he gave him some metaltlin, he gave him gold, right, or what, then
exactly.
Then
if he gave me metaltlin that I already have in my pocket house, in my home, Then the Rashba says Rashi would never say Hardas Baldin is Bagloy, even though it's a Chav Lachrin and the Balachevis won't be able to collect. No, once it's Tachas Yadai, so Hardas Baldin Chav Lachrin is not believed. Chashina Lekinunya,
right? Which would indicate that he did do something that made the possession conveyed to him.
Yeah, he made the kinyan on the karka.
In that case, he just said that the Hadouis Baldin
would not be believed.
Not to believe.
So the Rashba says, all the kibla means he made a kinyan chazak, he made a kinyan star, but he didn't move in yet.
What?
He didn't really take it over. On the level of their eyes, it does make a difference. We're talking about a din derabbanan. The Rashba says this din midrabbanan hadas baldin chav lachrin is not baglay because chashin lekinunya. So the Rashba wants to be miyashiv the Rashi. He thinks that Rashi is the pashup shat in the Gemara. So he says it must be that chumra midrabbanan is only that he's not believed on mammon that mamish tachas yad.
What should he do in order to become the owner? And if we would apply the din.
Once he moves in to the karka. That's how the Rashba says, and the Rashba quotes Rishonim, one of the Goyim, one of the early Rishonim who disagrees with Rashi Taka, and he holds no. Halacha lemaisa, hadas baldin chav lachrin is never believed. Even the Rabbanim, because Chashin
l'kinu. It doesn't.
On the level of the Rashi, it doesn't make a difference. Whether he moved in, he didn't move in. The chashash of kinunya only if it looks fishy. Yeah, so that's
because he knows he owes somebody else.
So the Rashba says that the chashash that maybe he's telling a lie, we're only choshish midrabbanan on something that's mamish, like the money stuffed in his mattress. He has a becher in his home, he has a menorah in his home for the last 25 years. All of a sudden, zaktara haidos baldin, when the balichavis come to collect, he says, no, it's on loan. It really belongs to Pliny. It belongs to Pliny. What do you mean? For 25 years it's sitting in your home, and all of a sudden, now you wake up to make haidos baldin. So since it looks fishy, so then you say, it's chav lachrini, choshish lekinun. But if he just got the matana, he didn't even take it into his house yet. Karke didn't move in yet. So then Rashi holds that then you don't say midirabbana that he's not believed. Machleik is harishonim. Okay, I just want to point out that Rashi. Okay, so last week we learned the Gemara, and the Gemara explained some of the fine points about the lashonis. When is a lashon l'shaavah? When is a lashon l'habo? It all depends on the usage of the Hebrew language in every generation. Look, the usage can change from country to country, and within the same country from generation to generation. We mentioned, I think, last week, the Meiri always writes in the Dorim.
Yeah.
The Dorim Halacha Chaloshim Eliyodom. So the Meiri writes that all of the dinim in the Mishnayis and the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch and everything that it says when a person takes a net and not eat vegetables, are potatoes included, are tomatoes included, is this included, is that included? So whatever it says in the Gemara, that's only b'osa makom b'osa zman. If it's in a different country or a different time in history, it's not necessarily the same dinim. That's why it's very questionable. All those dinim are quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Yerideya. Today, we don't change the dinim, but the usage of the terminology changes. So it's highly questionable whether all those dinim in Shulchan Aruch apply b'zman hazeh. If a person takes a net and not to do this and not to do that, is it necessarily the same? You always have to judge in every generation what's included in the Lashon. They have on the side of Yerideya, one of the Achrayim has a Shaila. A person of Genumen Aneder in Yiddish and Gezok that he's not going to eat potatoes Agansavach. So the Shaila is Vos Heis Agansavach. Agansavach means the Vachentag, the weekdays, or it means the whole week, even including Shabbos. So they bring a Raya from God from Avram. That when you say God from Avram, my mother used to say God from Avram. They say the Vach and the Chayrish also kumen to mazel to bracha to besuras tevis and some guten givin. Guten givin means you should make a lot of money. So when do you make money? Not on Shabbos, only on the weekdays. So as a raya, that the Vach means the Vach and take the weekdays. So they have to bring a raya. What's the lashem of the adam in Yiddish? So even in Hebrew, everything in Hebrew could be different bisman hazeh. Not could be. It is different. In Eretz Yisrael, the Hebrew is different from an American. The Hebrew is different from the way it was bisman hatana. Everything is different. So those dinim, whatever depends, ashtar, haitai choice ashtar, haitai choice the lashon that the person says on the bikul aget, is it lahabo, is it l'shavar, what's included in the neder, all of these things depend on the usage in every generation. So you have to be kaveh, every generation anew, you have to determine again. Okay, now the Gemara on the third line on Amud Beis, on Lamed Beis and the Beis, the Gemara has a new topic. Omer Abayi. Abai says, Nakitinon, we have a tradition. In other words, he's not the originator of this din. He has a tradition from his rabbeim that Shaliach Matone, Harehu Kishaliach Haget. What do you mean Shaliach Matana? What's a nafkemina? What do you mean Shaliach Matana has something in common, shares something in common with a husband Shliach who was sent to deliver the gift? Nafkemina, the significance of that statement, what he heard, his Rebbe said such a startling lotion. What did the Rebbe mean by that? Nafkemina, the relevance of that statement was, Lohoylach Lavkis Chidom. Let's say, I have $1,000 and I say, I want to give it a Matana to Pliny, who lives in Eretz Yisrael. So you say, oh, you're going to Eretz Yisrael for Yontif. If you want, you'll bring it. So I say, Tutma Ataiva, here's the money. And I say in Hebrew, Bizmana Gemara. Bizmana Zeh could be in Gansa different. Bizmana Gemara, I say, Hoylech Kesef Zeh Leploini. You're on your way, you already arrived in Eretz Yisrael. I call you up on telephone and I say, I changed my mind, don't give the money to him. I'm also coming, give me back the money, I can use it at a bigger mitzvah. So the shaila is, if I would give you the money here in New York, and I would say, Zai Zeicher, the money for him. Be Zeicher. So that's a din of Zach and Liadim Shleibifana. So the minute you take it, you're already crying on behalf of Pliny. I can't back out. It's too late. It's Farfan. I didn't say, Be Zeicher, the money for Pliny. I said, Hoylech, Mom and Zele Pliny. So that Lashon Hoylech, what did I mean? Does that mean the same as Zai Zeicher, to be Zeicher, the Mom, in which case I cannot back out? Or did he say, Hoylech lav kischidomi, Hoylech means deliver it, you be my shaliach to deliver the gift to Pliny, and up until the time that you give the matana of the money to Pliny, it still belongs to me, you're my shaliach. When you'll give the money to Pliny, it'll belong to him. Because man, you didn't give it, it's still mine. So that's what Abai said, it's like a get. By a get, it's bechlal not shaykh to say. Even if I give the get to you and I'll say, be zoicha the get on behalf of my wife, it still doesn't help because a get is a chayv to the wife, it's not a good. So by get, it's not that haylech is lav kischi. Even if I say be zoicha to my wife, it's also meaningless. But that's what the lashon that Abai heard from his Rebbe, that's the lashon that the Rebbe said when he said over the din. He said, just like by get, does it clear that haylech is not kischei? Because even zechei is also nothing. So by matone, zechei, if I say bizeiche for Pliny, then he is zeiche now. But if I said anything less than actually saying bizeiche, I said haylech kesef zele Pliny, isn't it? Haylech is lav kischei. Okay, fine. Unless the Mekabah Matana, what do you mean? Unless the woman sends a Shliach Kabbalah. Right. Yeah. The woman sends a Shliach Kabbalah. That's a pasuk that she can send a Shliach Kabbalah. Okay, then the Gemara has Shailas, other Lashainas. It's not really relevant. Whether the Lashon is Lahabo or Lashova. Whatever it was, Bismana Gemara, it's not necessarily going to be the same Bismana. The Gemara says, this Lashon, that Lashon. Okay. Okay. The Gemara goes a little bit further. The Gemara has a shaila on the line that begins hefker. The line begins with the word hefker. So the next word the Gemara says anu shaila. Should really be two dots there. The Gemara hata shaila choyze megarish boy or eina choyze megarish boy. Up until then it's just l'shainis. Is it l'haba? Is it l'shova? So we're not sure. So the Gemara has anu shaila. The husband wrote a get. The husband had a cipher right to get. He gives it to the shliach to deliver to the isha. And then he calls up the shliach and he says, I changed my mind, I love my wife, I have charata, I'm not going to give the get. Rip up the get, throw it in the garbage, put it in the incinerator, give it back to me. I'm never going to divorce my wife, I promise I'm going to behave, never going to divorce his wife. Then, a week later, he changes his mind, and the shliach never ripped it up. He knows he's a meshuggah. The shliach never ripped up the get. And now the husband says he wants to write another get. So the shliach calls him up. He says, you know what? I never ripped it up. I never threw it out. The old get is still around. Do you want to use it? So the Gemara has a shaila. What's the din? If the husband said, rip up the get. I plan never to use this get. I don't want to give it. Is the din chayzer megarish boy? If the husband changes his mind again and he does want to divorce his wife with the get, can he use the get? Or do you say, ain't a chayzer megarish boy? Too late. If he wants to divorce his wife, he has to write a new get. The old get, after it was written and he changed his mind never to deliver it to his wife, that get becomes posel and you can never use it again. How can you say the get becomes posel? What did he do? He erased it. He's mevatel it. Mevatel the get. What's haste mevatel given the get?
The Messina.
He didn't do the Messina yet.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so the Gemara has a machlekes amaroyim.
It was written where?
There is a date to get, no?
Has a date, yeah, has a date. That's always like that. Let's say the husband lives in New York and the wife lives in California. So the date is today, and it takes a while till the get is delivered. So does alam al-azay. If they live in the same city, then you have a problem. The husband and wife live in the same city, and the get has a date, and then the Baal is going to give it a later date, then it's a get muktam, then it's a problem. So then in order that, to make it kosher, you have to give the get ayde shliach. Whenever the get is ayde shliach, then kala is slay. Then there's a kala, and everybody will know that this man hakas of the get is not necessarily this man hagerishin. But if the Baal gave the get directly in person, so then it's supposed to be, the mesina is supposed to be the same day of the Zman HaKos of the get. So let's say the husband is going to give the get to Shliach anyway. Here he's talking, HaShaleach get Lishta, the wife lives in a different country. And before the Shliach already traveled, the husband calls him up long distance and tells him, don't give the get, I change my mind. Then he changes his mind back again to give it. So the Gemara has a machlekes. Rav Nachman Amar.
I'm sorry. What about the cheapest I get that's better Gerish?
That's this Gemara. That's exactly this Gemara. So Rav Nachman, this is where we got that whole idea from.
Yeah.
We started the Masichta, I think. Before we started, we gave a Hakdome about Lishma. So we already mentioned this Gemara in the beginning. So we'll have to learn it again. So Rav Nachman, Shita is, Choyzim and Garish Boy. When the husband tells the Shliach, don't give the get is puzzle, it's not going to rip it up, doesn't mean a thing. It just means don't give the get. But if he changes his mind, wants to give it again, it's our kosher get. The get does become puzzle just because the husband temporarily said he shouldn't give it. Rav Sheisha sama eino chayzam a garish boy. Rav Sheisha says no, since the husband said no is no, so the get becomes puzzle, and even if the husband changes his mind, wants to be megarish, it's no good. It doesn't make any sense. How can it be so? Zagdimo, we taka don paska like Rav Sheisha. The ilchus akavasa de Rav Nachman. We paska like Rav Nachman. You can use it again. It doesn't make any sense that the get was written lishma, and because the husband later decides he changes his mind, doesn't want to give it, so it becomes ois lishma. It doesn't make any sense. So the Gemara says, we pass like Rav Nachman, you can't use it again. Freg the Gemara, akasha eini, but we should paskin like Rav Sheishes. The Gemara freg the akasha, why? V'hakai malon hilchus ha-kabasa de Rabbi Yechanan. This is apkiyas. The Gemara rarely does this. There's a machlekes of Yechanan v'shlokesh in a different mesichta, in Kiddushin, which the Gemara doesn't. The Gemara doesn't really quote it. The Gemara just says two words. Rabbi Yechanan do oma choizeres. Those are the ganze quotation. Rabbi Yechanan says choizeres. What is choizeres? A man, the case in the Mishnah in Kiddushin is, a man gives a ring to the girl, he says, Hariyat mekudeshesli, so she becomes mekudeshes. What if he gives a ring to the girl, he says, Hariyat mekudeshesli, la'acha lamed yom. So when it comes to yom lamed, she'll become mekudeshes be yom lamed. What if he says, Hariyat mekudeshesli, la'acha lamed yom, and then the girl finds a better shidduch in the middle of the 30 days?
He finds
a better shit.
He can have more than one.
There's a chuppah, and there's Aiden. How's he?
Everything, but he said, Harei Mekodesh Asli, Lach HaLam Ad Yom. So the Kiddushin is M'chal Tele Yom Lamed. So that's a Machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish. Can he change his mind? Can she change her mind? Or no? So Reish Lakish says, you can't change your mind. Even though the Kiddushin wasn't Chal yet, because not going to be Chal Tele Yom Lamed, but since they already did the Maisi Kiddushin, you can't change your mind. And Rabbi Yechanan holds no. Osi Dibur, Umevatel Dibur. Since nothing was Chal yet, the Kiddushin didn't take effect yet. So the whole... even the Maisi is not called the Maisi Tele Yom Lamed. We usually say like this. When a man gives a Kiddushin today and he wants the Chalais to be Chal, he wants it to take effect in 30 days. So the Maisi Kiddushin is now. And the Chalais, the effect, takes place later. So that's what Reish Lakish says. The Maisi is now, and the Chalais is later. Rabbi Yechanan says wrong. When you do a Kiddushin Lach HaLamed, it's not even called the Maisi Kiddushin until the Yom Lamed comes. It's not that it's a Maisi Kiddushin now and the Chalais later. It's not even called the Maisi Kiddushin until later. I'll give you an example. Rav Bechver points out a Rambam who says the following din. Let's say, I stole a behemah and I shecht the behemah or I sell it. So if I steal a behemah, I have to pay kefah. If I shecht it or I sell it, tovach u'machar, so there's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim that not only do I have, let's say the behemah is worth $100. So if I gam the behemah, if I'm a gazlan, I stole a behemah, bigzele, I'll punch you in the face and I steal your behemah. We have a fist fight and I walk up, that's a gazlan. Like it says, Vayigzol Sachanis Miara Mitzri. He forced him, he took it away. So Gazlan only pays Karen. He doesn't pay more than the Karen. So I stole the behemoth and I ate it up, so I only pay $100 for the behemoth. If I sneak into your home at night when nobody's watching and I steal when no one is watching, during lunchtime, whatever, then I have to pay kefil. If the behemoth was worth $100, so I have to pay $200, one for Karen, one for kefil. What if I shecht it or I sell it? And then the pasuk says in Mishpatim, I have to pay dalet behemoth. Chamisha bok yisham tachas ashar v'arbetzon tachas aseh. So the Gemara asks in Baba Kama, what do you mean? I shecht the behemoth, geshochten. I shecht the behemoth, geshochten. Whether I had a right to shecht, I didn't have a right. What do you mean I sell you a behemoth? Ain't other moichadav yishen shaloi. What kind of business is that? I sell you a behemoth. The Gemara says, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Even though when I sold it, the sale didn't take effect. I can't sell you a behemoth. Nonetheless, that's what it says in the Chumash. Since I went through the pantomime, I went through the Maisa HaMechira, even though there's clearly no Chalois HaMechira. That's it. That's what the Chumash says, and I'm chayv to pay dollar there. What happens? The Rambam learns a Gemara like this. What if the Ganav is a Shtikal HaTzedreita? He sells the behemoth to somebody else, La'acha Lamed Yom. He sells the behemoth that it should take effect, the Kenyan should take effect in another 30 days. And the police caught him in the middle of the 30 days, before it took effect. What do you mean before it took effect? It's not going to take effect anyway. Because they don't have a davish ain't a shaloi. The thing that you chayef for by dalet vehei is the maisa hamechira. Even if there is no chalois, you can't sell it anyway. There isn't going to be any effect. So still the Rambam understood the Gemara. Rashi does not read the Gemara like that. Rashi has a different touch. Rashi doesn't take a stand on this topic. But the Baruch Be'er points out the Rambam learns that this is what it says in the Gemara. Chutz mi lamed yom. So the Rambam learns that it means a Ganef sells the behemoth and he wants the chalois, he wants the effect, he wants the chalois amachir to take effect in 30 days. So he's not chayiv dalad hey. Why not? Because it wasn't chal. No, but every time the Ganef sells, the mechir is not chal. The Ganef is chayiv dalad hey for doing a maisa mechir. So you see from the Rambam, it's not even called a maisa mechir until it comes the Yom Lamed. There's another Rambam, the Minchas Chinuch points out in this connection. There's a din in Chumash that if a person just got married, so they're not allowed to draft them in the Israeli army for the whole first year. So what happens, or let's say, Mihu Isha Eris Isha Velolokocha, he made Eris and he didn't make Nisuin, you can't draft them. And if he had Nisuin, you can't draft them for the first year. So let's say there's a war, and a fellow doesn't want to go to the army, so he goes and he marries a girl.
All right.
So the Rambam says, no, that's ridiculous. He marries the girl, after the war broke out, after the war already began, so that doesn't pater you. He goes, Miho isha shanot tekerem aloichil, Miho isha shah, lokach bayis v'loichan, lokach bonam bayis v'loichan ochay. So that if he builds the house, or he plants the vineyard, or he marries the girl after the war began, then there's no p'tur. So the Rambam writes the following chidush, no mocker. The Minchas Chinuch says he doesn't know any mocker for the Rambam. What happens? The fellow, they're both in the middle of college, the boy and the girl in the middle of college. So they fell in love, but they want to make sure that nobody backs out from the shidduch. So he gives the girl a ring, and he says, Hare Amakodeshishli, as of June 30th, when will we all finish with all the finals. It's holding by February now. He says, Hare Amakodeshishli, June 30th. And the war breaks out in the middle of May. So he married her in February. But the Kedushin is not going to be chal until June. So is that considered that he got married before the war started? Or is it considered that he got married after the war started? So the Rambam says that that's considered that he got married after the war started. Whenever you do a kiddushin, a get, lachalamid, it's not that it's a maisa now and a chalois later. It's not considered a maisa until Yom Lamed. That's the machlekes of Yechanan Reish Lakish in kiddushin. The Gemara says there are two lashanis in the Gemara. So the Gemara has like this. The one lashon in the Gemara Kiddushin is like this: if I send a shliach to be mekadosh an isha, if I send a shliach to give a get to my wife, and then the shliach is on his way, then I call up the shliach and I tell him I changed my mind, don't deliver the get, don't do the kiddushin, then everybody agrees osi diba mevatel diba. How did I point him as a shliach? Das. So the diba means das. So my later das cancels the earlier das. I tell him later I changed my mind. I no longer want you to serve as my shliach. So I back out from my original appointment as a shliach. When is there, that's Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, they both agree. When is there a machlokes, Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish? Only when he gave her the ring already. He said, Hare Mukadesh Esli Lacha Lamed Yom. So Reish Lakish says, how can you say he can back out? He already did the Maisi Kiddushin. You can't back out after he already did the Maisi Kiddushin. If you only did a das that you want to get married, you appointed a shliach, that's not a ma'aseh kiddushin. That's only a das. But if he gave kiddushin now with the chalois later, so Resh Lakish says, no, that's the ma'aseh is now and the chalois is later, so you can't back out in the middle. And we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, no, that even in that case, lach alamin is not even called the ma'aseh until it comes the yom lamin. It's not even called the ma'aseh kiddushin until it, so what is it now? It's only p'china of das. So asi diba mevatel diba, your later expression of das can cancel the earlier expression of das. That's how we pass. So the Gemara frak takash over here. Eini, what do you tell me, halacha kirav Nachman, that if the husband wrote a get for his wife, and he changes his mind, the get does not become invalid. And if he changes his mind the second time, he can give the get later. Choyza megarish boy. How can it be? But in the machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, we pass from like Rabbi Yechanan that what? Osi dibur mevatel dibur chazeres. What do you mean chazeres? If a man is mekadosh and isha lachalama yom, he or she can both back out. Either of them can back out toch lama yom. Why? Because of this principle. Osi dibur or mevatel dibur calls man. There's no halos. So everything that they did and they said is only das. Nothing is called a mice. Everything is just. And the pchina of das, and the later das came back out. So Freg de Gemara, so to, so what's the tushtel? So to over here, Freg de Gemara, even though the get was written lishma, but it wasn't given yet, so nothing was chal yet, nothing took effect yet. So since the get wasn't yet given, so even the ksivis haget should only be considered a pchina of das, and the husband should be able to back out from the get to pull out the lishma, to make it ois lishma. A modna kasha. So the Gemara frekta kasha, how can you tell me that we pass from like Rab Nachman? That choizen the garish boy, if he changes his mind, he can use the get again. In other words, the husband did not cancel the lishma, the get remains lishma. Frek the Gemara, why can't you cancel lishma? How do you make lishma by having inzin, by having kavana, by having das, that this is going to be the get, this is going to lead to the gerish. Later on, he changes his mind. He doesn't want this get to lead to the gerushin. So why don't you say osi dibur or mevatel dibur? That's the Gemara's kasha. Mod nekasha. So what's the teretz though? What's the teretz? And for the Gemara, achi hashta. What's the comparison? Hasam dibur v'dibur who over there? The man is mekadosh nisha lachalamid yom, and until yom lamid, it's not even called a ma'aseh kedushin. When it'll come yom lamid, then it'll be considered a ma'aseh kedushin. So then you say, you can back out, cause man, it wasn't chal, because until the Yom Laman, it's not even called the Ma'aseh Kedushin, it's only das. And I tell the Shliach, I changed my mind, don't give the get. All I'm doing is canceling the Minui Shlichus, Abagita Gufe, Miko Batil. What does that mean? What does that mean? How do you translate the last word? So here, Taisvis points out, this big Taisvis, Rav Nachman, points out that there are two girsas, no, the other Taisvis. Hasam. Hasam diba v'diba. So Taisvis points out there are two girsas here in the Gemara. What's the last word? What's the punchline over here? The Gemara says over here, Gita gufa miko batil, or Gita gufa miko mivtil. What does it say over here? So the one girsa has it, that we're judging what did he have in mind. What did the husband have in mind? So if the husband is holding the get in his hand and he says, I hereby am mevatel get, obviously that's what he means. He means to be mevatel get, then ain't a chayzeh megarish boy. But if the get was given, that's how the Rambam understood the Gemara, beferish. But if the husband gave the get to the shliach and the shliach is on his way and he says, I don't want you to give the get, don't give the get. He never said he's cancelling the get, he said he's cancelling the shliachas. And the get remains kosher, but if the husband would have worded it clearly, not only am I mevatel l'shlichus, I want the get should be null and void, I don't want it should be l'shmo, I never ever want to use it again, and if I change my mind again, if he'll make such a statement, the get will be batel mevutel. That's the girsas haramam in the Gemara. And Taisvis holds that, that's wild. Taisvis says, what do you mean? You cancel a l'shmo. And if a sefer writes, sefer Torah tefillin a mezuzah l'shmo, and then he sells it to somebody, or before he sells it, after he sells it, then he says, I changed my mind, it shouldn't be Lishma. How can you change Lishma? Once he wrote, what kind of charot? He writes the Sefer Torah Lishma, Schal Lishma. So what do you mean? If you write a get Lishma, the get is Lishma. It doesn't make sense. The Taisa says they think the more correct girsa should read, That it just does, the no, answer of the Gemara was it just doesn't make any sense. There is no such thing. Osi divin bat libananda maise. The chosin gave a ring to the kala. He says harem kudeshesli lachalamid yom. So Reb Yechina holds, Resh Lakish holds that it's not chal til yom lamid, but it's called the maise kedushin now. So since he did the maise kedushin, he can't back out. And Reb Yechanan, whom we pass on like, says no. Until Yom Lamed, it's not called the Maisa Kedushin. It's only called the Das. Asi Dibam Vatul Dibam. But over here, in Mitzias there was a Maisa, but the Halacha doesn't consider it a Maisa. The Halacha understands that a Lach Alamad Yom is not even called the Maisa Kedushin until the Yom Lamed comes.
Who is so prejudicing against Reb Yechanan because who uses as Dibam? The whole thing about like is Rabbi Yochanan Rashi Lakish is whether it's Dibber or Maaser, and the Gula uses Dibber. That's good like Rabbi Yochanan, but Rashi Lakish doesn't.
And the Gemara says Rashi Lakish holds it's not a Dibber. Rashi Lakish is masking that there's a principle of Asi Dibber and Vatal Dibber.
But
here it's called a Maaser. That's how the Gemara Kiddushin explains. They both agree that there is such a principle. They argue, is this a Dibber or is this a Maaser? Right. But over here the Gemara Tosis reads, but over here, Gita Gufa Mikom Iftil. What do you mean you're Mavatla get? That's like being Mavatla Sefer Torah, after he wrote the Sefer Torah Lishma. It just doesn't make any sense. That's how Taisus read the Gemara.
So why can't he be Mavatla when he has it in his own hand? The Sefer can't be Mavatla.
Taisus holds he cannot. Taisus holds he can never be Mavatla of the Shema. After the Shema was Chal already, he can never be Mavatla. But the Rambam had the other Girsa. The Rambam said, the Gemara is shutting up. What did he have in mind? So if the Rambam says like this, if the husband is holding on to the get, so what does he make a declaration, I'm a vatla get? He's not telling anybody, he said, don't give the get. If you say you're a vatla get, the get becomes oisel shema, and you can never use it again, even if you decide later to divorce your wife. But if he gave the get to the shliach, and he says, I'm a vatla, we assume he didn't mean to be a vatla get, he probably only meant to be a vatla shliach. That's how the Rambam read it. So this is takapella, according to the Rambam, what in the world does it mean? What did Rav Sheshes mean? Rav Sheshes says that once you're a vatla get, I wrote a get, and I decided I don't want to give the get, and then later, a week later, a month later, a year later, I changed my mind. So you can't change your mind. You can't use the get. Why not? How did it become all of a sudden Ois Lishmo? So we don't understand Rav Sheshes. Then the Rambam says, we pass him like Rav Sheshes. The only halacha that Rav Nachman disagrees with Rav Sheshes, he disagrees, what did he have in mind? What did the husband mean when he said, but if he says, clearly I'm a vatal get, that's what Tosis writes, in the middle of Hasam Dibur V'Dibur. There's one line where Rabbi Kivega has a star there. Mashma din bitla beferish moider of Nachman de Bottle. That line in Taisus, that's the Rambam Shita like that. Taisus doesn't like that. They prefer the other girsa with the other pshat in Limar. But there is one pshat in Limar. Did even Rav Nachman holds like that? Did even Allah Alamaisa? So that's the Chapella. What in the world is that all about? So that's a Rav Soloveitchik gave the pshat that we said in the Hagdama to the Masichta. So what does it mean? You write a get lishma. What does the word lishma mean? So when you write a sefer Torah lishma, so that means that this ksiva is a kosher ksiva. If a guy writes, it's no good. A guy writes a sefer Torah, it's no good. Even if a yid writes a sefer Torah, if he doesn't have lishma, doesn't have a mind lishma, so it's not kosher. If he does have a mind lishma, so it becomes kosher immediately. It's chal right away. So once the heksha lishma is chal, how can he change your mind? Of course he can't. How can he cancel the heksha of lishma? But by get, what do you mean? You bottled up the lishma? It's kosher. It's not. No, lishma means the following. Unlike all other documents, all other stories, that the writing of the document is just a hachana, preparation in advance. Right. And the kinyan consists of mesiras hashtar, that's hashtar mechiras chometz, or any other shtar. So the writing can be done by goy. The ksuba can be written by goy. There's no kedusha, there's no special dinim, doesn't need lishma. The giving over of the document, that's the kinyan. The writing is just a hachana. By get is not so. By get we say that you need lishma. What do you need lishma? That the maisa gerishin consists of ksiva with nesina, and you need a tzira, a connection, and a hemshech between the ksiva and the mesira. So if in between the ksiva and the mesira, the husband makes a declaration, I changed my mind, I never plan to give this get, not he says, I want to postpone for more money or for whatever political reasons until after the children get married or whatever it is. But if he says, I changed my mind, I never want to give the get, so he's snipping off the connection, he's breaking the link between the ksiva and the mesir, the kasa of an asan, and that's the halacha. So that's what the...
Yeshiva has a good against you and I appreciate it if you fight it.
Shkach. Okay. Today's garnished. Somebody has a din Torah against me. Okay, Kleisnish. Okay. So that, okay. We'll have to be mevar what the dentire is? Okay. So that's how the Rambam in this day in Tosis holds like that. That Lishma by a get is not the same as Lishma by a Sefer Torah. Lishma by a Sefer Torah is chal right now. So of course you can't back out later on. Once the Lishma was chal, it's chal. But the Lishma by a get is an andamaisa. The Lishma means that the Ksive is the Haschal of the Nesina. So if in between the Ksive and the Nesina he decides I'm never going to give a Nesina on this get, so then that breaks the Tziruf. So even if later on he changes his mind, he wants to give it, that's called Shalom Lishma. He's not undoing what already was Chal. It's like a rubber band that connects between the Ksive and the Mesira. So once he snips it, once he says, I never plan to give the get, the Das Hei Shalai Lishma. This is one of the Gemaras that we show to understand what the nature of the Din of Lishma is. Okay. Now the Gemara is going to comment on the Hemshech of the Mishnah.
Can a guy keep a get, say he gets married? And when he always thinks that he wants a divorce, he keeps it in there for 15 years. He keeps a get in his drawer for 15 years. And then 15 years later on, he gets angry at her. He has a reason to get, takes it out of the drawer.
We have
such a thing that we say that we shouldn't do it. The guy should cool down.
If he continues to live with his wife, Kaya Yishas with his wife, so we assume that that's equivalent of bitlager. It's like he's saying, I don't plan to give this get. What did he write a get and he still lives with his wife? So Mistama, that's an umdine that he plans never to give this get.
So in our case, it means it was a different thing. It means
here we're talking, his wife is already in California. They're separated anyway. But if he lives with his wife, then the Ramam has, based on Gemara, Shema Piyes, we had it. If he lives with his wife, Chashini Shema Piyes, maybe he intended to be Mevatel again. Now the Mishnah continues. On Lama Beis Amanav, the Mishnah continues like this. The husband sent, Bizman HaTanayim, they had no telephones. So the husband sends a shliach to deliver the get. His wife lives in California, husband lives in New York. The shliach, till he's going to go, he doesn't have an airplane. Till he's going to go, it's going to take him forever till he gets there. So the shliach is halfway, already in Minneapolis, whatever, and the husband thinks it over, he changes his mind. So he screams out to New York, I changed my mind, I don't want the shliach to deliver the get. The wife will not know about it. If call up on the telephone, tell him. He has no telephone with her. Has a telephone. He never notifies the shliach, he never notifies the wife. The shliach goes, he gives a get to the wife. The wife thinks that she's get, so she goes and she remarries. She has children from the second husband. And she doesn't know that the husband changed his mind, that he doesn't want the shliach to deliver the get. So the Mishnah says that that used to be a problem. That used to be a problem. Once in a while, there would be a husband who would change his mind after he already sent the shliach on his way, and he wouldn't be able to notify either the shliach or the ish, never catch up. The woman would go remarry, there'd be a hashash mamzeris, there'd be an iser of lesina, new husband with the wife would be in violation of lesina. So it's going to be a problem. So Hiskin, the Mishnah concludes, Hiskin, Rabbi Gamliel, Azokin, there were three Rabbi Gamliels. So the Mishnah has to identify the first one was called Rabbi Gamliel Azok. Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel, there are two Rabbi Shimon Gamliels and the three Rabbi Gamliels. So Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Hazokin, Shelo Yehu Osim Kain, we don't permit you to do that. You're not allowed to be Mevatel Get unless you can notify the Shliach or the Isha before the Get is given. But to be Mevatel Get back over here and the Isha will never find out until later on, you're not allowed to do that. That's Hashani, you don't allow that. Okay, we understand. So the Gemara is going to discuss, very fine, that you're not allowed to do that. You're shaykits if you do it. What if he goes ahead and he does do it? What's the din on the level of the raisa, if the husband is mevatel again, even after, and the shliach doesn't know he's mevatel, and the wife doesn't know, so still a bitl is a good bitl. So how far did Rabbi Gamliel make his takana? Did he only make takana to an aveira? So this will deter 95% of the nice people from doing it? Or do you say, no, his takana was so strong that even b'dieved, even if the husband is mevatelet, we say that the bitl is not a good... So the Gemara is going to discuss that. Okay. Before Rabbi Gamliel made this takana, There was already an earlier takana midrabbanan, not a din midrash. So there was an earlier takana midrabbanan that the Mishnah records later. Barishayna, the line before Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel. Barishayna, originally, the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Barishayna, in the earlier generations, before Rabbi Gamliel came on the scene, made his takana, Haya oise bezdin bimakam acher, umevatloi. The husband would convene a bezdin where he is in New York, and he would be in the practice. Once in a while, they'd be mevatel again after the shliach already left, and the yeshu wouldn't know, and the shliach wouldn't know, and you would have this tragedy would occur.
But so then would be a call.
Okay. So the Mishnah says, Barishayna hayoyse bezdin b'makam acher. The husband would convene a bezdin in order to be mevatel the shlichis, in order to be mevatel the shlichis before the shliach delivers the get to the wife. So the Gemara assumes that that's also a takana de Rabbana. His Ram Gamliel was a later takana that's even a more encompassing, late. Further takana to cover more cases. And maybe even Bidiyevit, that even Bidiyevit is Mabatal, the beetle won't mean anything. But the original statement in the Mishnah was also a takana de Rabbana. What exactly was the takana? But Rishon HaYoseh Bezdin, it's clearly a takana de Rabbana. When I said Bezdin, what does a Bezdin got to do with getting divorced? Today, we say, in Eretz Yisrael, you have to go to the bezin of the Rabbanut in order to get a get. But strictly speaking, up the halacha, what you need a bezin for a get? And we learned, we had Rashi in the beginning. Rashi says that you need a daim emunah. So the Vilna Gaon says, after they made the takana, Mishani Adeh B'tiv Gittin the Kedushin La Yehela Esekimoyim, that was a takana samaroyim. In the days of the Tanoim, they never had it. So once they made that takana, so then they instituted that you have to be. You have to have smicha, special smicha to be mesadik kiddushin, and special smicha to be mesadik aget. You have to have special heter hara for that. You have to have a dayin hamamun al kach. But in the earlier generations, before they had that takana samarayin, mishenei debetiv kiddushin, then there was no concept about mesadik kiddushin and mesadik aget. A boy wants to marry the girl, so he says hariyat, and he gives her the ring. The chosn will say the bracha, someone will say the bracha. But there's no chal Hashem, there's no concept about mesadik kiddushin, mesadik aget. This is a later institution. So from the fact that the Mishnah says the husband would convene a bezin and declare that he's mevatel the shliach, so it's clearly a takana de rabbanan. So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim itmar, the last five lines on lamed beis amid beis. What was this original takana de rabbanan? Bifnei kamahu mevatloi. How much of a bezin? How many people do you have to have in the bezin in this earlier takana keduma? How many people do you have to have in the bezin that the husband should
why
be able?
Why do this discussion? A bezin, we know what it is. We know what a bezin stam lemuah means.
Because the Gemara is going to have a whole hemshich. And lamed gimel lamed aleph is going to be a whole continuation. What was the problem that Rabbi Gamliel came to solve? What was the problem that was still existent after the first takana that Rabbi Gamliel came to solve? So it says, Mipnei tikkun ha'olam. What was the tikkun ha'olam? So the Gemara has on the next daf. Take a look on the next daf first. Lamed gimel lamed aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. From the top. Lamed gimel lamed aleph, 10 lines from the top. Mipnei tikkun ha'olam. Rabbi Gamliel gemachta takana that the husband is prohibited, he's forbidden to be mevatel leget unless he can notify the shliach or the wife before the get is given. What's the reason tikkun ha'olam? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, "My b'mdei tikkun, what are we concerned about?" Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish had a machlekes. Rabbi Yechanan says, "M'dei takonis mamzerim." The poor woman is going to remarry. She's going to have children from the second husband. She's going to be in violation of leisinof. The children are going to be mamzerim. Says Ashrek. So in order to prevent this from happening, so Rabbi Gamliel gemachta takoni not allowed to do that. So in other words, there was even after the original takona that required that if the husband wants to be mevatel leget in New York, he has to have a bezin. There was still a problem of mamzeris. Yeah. How can that be? But if he convenes a bezin, won't everybody know about it?
Yeah.
There are always people traveling back and forth. So the Gemara, you could say it's far away.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the Gemara understood. No, Rabbi Yechanan says that there was still a chashash mamzeris. He obviously thinks that it's only bifnei shnayim. That in the earlier generations, Barishayna haya oise bezdin b'makam acher. Umavatla doesn't mean a bezdin of three. If you say something to three people, like the Gemara says in Cheskes Habatim, if somebody I moved to Eretz Yisrael for 3 years, and somebody moves into my apartment, and they're living in my house for 3 years. Hmm. My field, whatever, and they're using it. He's acting as if it's his. Then I come back 4 years later. I say, what are you doing? It's my house. He says, no, it's mine. I sold it to him. He claims that I sold it to him. So I say, where's the document? He lost the document. See, if I would come back within 3 years, what do you mean you lost the document? That's, the normal thing is that people hold on to a document for 3 years. But after 3 years, nish mechliv to hold on to the document. So you can claim cheskes habatim. What if I want to prevent people from claiming cheskes habatim? So I have to make a machor. So machor means, I'm in Eretz Yisrael, I don't have to come here. I say in public, you know, plainly I heard that some wise guy moved into my house. I want you to know that he's a ganef. You can tell him my name. As soon as I come back to America, I'm going to get the police and I'm going to throw him out of my house. That's how it's the machor. So the Gemara says the machor has to be in the presence of three people. Why? Because whenever you tell something to three people, chaver, chaver islay, chaver, chaver, chaver islay, if you tell to three people, it's everybody like telling knows. It to the whole world, everybody will know. That's like putting it on the internet. If you only tell it to two people, so it's not so much. If you tell it to three people, that's already a person. So that's what the Gemara is assuming over here also. Rabbi Yochanan says that even after the original takonah, there was a takonah, there was still a hashash mamzeris in Loisinov. Why? But he says in front of a bezin. No, so apparently there's no kol. Apparently there's still no kol. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan understood that b'fnei bezin means b'fnei shnayim, it's not b'fnei shloisha. But Reish Lakish disagrees. Says no. The Mishnah says hayoyse b'fnei bezin. The husband, the original generation, the earlier generation, Barishoina, the earlier generation before Rav Gamliel came on the scene. The husband would sometimes be mevatel leget shaloi b'fnei ha'isha shaloi b'fnei ha'shliach. In the presence of the bezin of three, there would be kol. The woman would already find out the good news. She's not going to get married the day after she gets the get. She has to wait 3 months anyway after she gets the get until she remarries. Till the 3 months are up, she's going to find out. Till she's going to, if she didn't find out then, she'll find out soon enough. There won't be any mamzeris. It'll be discovered. So what's the chashash? Mepnei tikkun olam. What's the tikkun olam? So Reish Lakish says there's no chashash mamzeris. He says takonas hagunas ananda ma'ise. That it's a miser, it's a very nasty thing to do. She's not really an aguna. You see, Tyson points out. We usually use the term an aguna. The husband is really dead. See, in modern usage, we use the word aguna differently. Years ago, an aguna is the husband is really dead. He was in an airplane crash.
She has no.
But we have no way to ascertain, so we call the woman an aguna. She's really a pnuya. The husband is not alive. We're machmar on her. But today we have another usage of aguna. The woman is married and the husband is miserable and he doesn't want to give her a get. So that in modern language we call that an aguna. So that's how Reish Lakish reads the Mishnah. The husband lives in New York, the wife lives in California, the husband sent to get it, he sent to get. Then the wise guy backs out from the get. As the shliach is on his way, the wise guy backs out from the get. So that's a miserable thing to do. That's a nasty trick to play on his wife. So they made a takana the rabbanon that he shouldn't be allowed to do. Hiske Rabbi Gamliel, we shouldn't permit him to do that because she's an aguna in modern usage.
A
married aguna. She's not an aguna like the aguna heter agunas that we know the husband is dead, but there's a chumer with the rabbanon to make believe as if he's alive. She's a real eishes ish. So that's how Reish Lakish comments on the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel's takana was we shouldn't, once the husband already agreed to send the shliach to give the get. We don't permit him to back out after the shliach left the bed. He's going to leave his wife in Aguna there in California. He's not going to go patch up the marriage. He's going to live here. She's going to live there. That's not right. So what prompts Reish Lakish to learn a different type of thing, takonas agunas? Why doesn't he learn mishum takonas mamzerim? Because he holds that in the earlier generation, they already had a takona, that the husband convenes the bezin where he is to be mevatlish of the bezin of three. So if you have three people, it's dakola islay. So that's what the Gemara says. Rabbi Yechanan says in takanas mamzerim, he holds like Rab Nachman b'fnei shnayim, who betray two people islay kola. And the woman's not going to know, and she's going to get married, she's going to have mamzerim, she'll be in violation of the sinof, and the children will be mamzerim. Reish Lakish didn't say like Rabbi Yechanan, because he holds b'fnei shloisha. So there's no chashash of mamzeris. The woman will find out soon enough. If you mevatel a get in the presence, mevatel shlich in the presence of three people, that's going to be like a machor by the cheskes habatim. Three people is going to be a kol islay. So the only reason for the takanas Rabbi Gamliel is a tikkun olam of agunas, not a tikkun olam of mamzeris. So that's what prompted the Amoraim to have the machlokes. The hemshech of the Mishnah, the posh of shat in the Mishnah, tikkun olam, is a chashash mamzeris. How can be a chashash mamzeris? But that was covered already in the earlier generation. So that's what prompts Rav Nachman to say, b'fnei shnayim, not b'fnei shloisha. So that's what the Gemara, this Gemara really should follow that Gemara. So the Gemara has him, itmar, in the bottom of Lamed Beis on the Beis, itmar, b'fnei kama hu mevatloi, in the earlier generation, that we did allow the husband to be mevatel get, shaloi b'fnei ha-shaliyach, shaloi b'fnei ha-isha. The only thing is, we made a takana de rabbanon that he has to convene a bezin to be mevatel get. So the Gemara has a machlokes, how much of a bezin do you need? So Rav Nachman amar b'fnei shnayim. I'm not able to ascertain later that he was mevatel the shlichas before the shlich delivered it, just to be mevar the facts. We want to have a kola. That's the machlokes. Rav Sheshet says b'fnei shloisha because it says bezin k'toni. The Mishnah uses the terminology bezin. Bezin usually means three. You don't need a Sanhedrin of 23. You don't need a Sanhedrin of 71. A bezin is a bezin of three. Rav Nachman says no. Sometimes the Mishnah uses an expression of bezin b'fnei shnayim lebeitre. Rav Nachman amar b'fnei shnayim. Rav Nachman says two. Why? Lebeitre nami beidin akarli. Sometimes the term bezin in the Mishnah also means two. Amar Rav Nachman minam mina lo. How can I prove that it's so? I have a Mishnah.
One, no. If you go on any minimum, so one betzedik tishlok is on the sample.
No. That's what Taisus points out. You shouldn't say Rav Nachman goes l'shitasa in Sanhedrin. That's the big fat Taisus here. Rav Nachman. You shouldn't say Rav Nachman goes l'shitasa. That he holds shnayim shadona the name din and chadnami kosher. No.